Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Bridge of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay baseball. Our coverage today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage of today's will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Coverage of today's game will soon. Listening to Bowie Bay baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Our edge of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will soon. Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Footage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Jinx Systems pregame show.
It's the Jinx Systems pregame show from Burgess Stadium. We're getting set for the finale of this six-game series between the Altoona Curve and your Bowie Bay Sox. So glad Matt Sabat is with you from the ballpark, and Bowie has been a long homestand. This is going to be the deciding factor. It's a split homestand for Bowie or a winning homestand. The Bay Sox, six games on the set. They've lost five. Can either win six and lose six or win six and lose five. It all depends on how today goes. Last night was a bit tough for Bowie as they could have secured the winning homestand and extended their winning streak to four consecutives, a term that I have used a handful of times this season. A frustratingly winnable game for the Sox just did not finish that way. Bowie found the trailing 4-0 early, on to tie the game at 5-5. As soon as the game was tied, however, Altoona instantly pounced when Clayton McGinnis, two runs in the top of the seventh inning, made it 7-5. Bowie chipped back, got two runs, including a game-tying home run by Andrew Dashbach in the bottom of the inning. But after a scoreless ninth from both sides, Bowie ran. They have done that a handful of times this year. They're only 3-9 in extra inning games when United's loss, as Jake presents out three runs to score, including consecutive singles, two RBI coming with two outs. But we did run in the bottom of the 10th, but it was too little too as the Bay Sox lost 10-8. Of the five losses on this home, four of them have been by two runs, and Bowie has been a quickly, don't want to say not necessarily good team on days this season. They have the lowest win percentage in the Eastern League, specifically the last day of the week. So Bowie will try to get something going in their favor again, but it will be tough. They need a prove-it kind of start from McDermott. We'll open on McDermott a little bit first. Let's set you up with the numbers ahead of today. As Altoona comes in for game number 19 on the season, they're 500 on a 59-59 record overall with a one-game winning streak. The Curve in four over their last 10, and 30-32 when playing on the road. Bay Sox come in for game number 100 on the season, a 59-60 season. A one-game losing streak for Bowie. They're also 6-4 over their last 10, 34-28. 28 when playing road. Bowie is 32 in the second half, while Altoona is 26 and 23. The Curve are fourth overall Northwest Division, 5.5 games to first place. They're 1.5 games back from third place. Bowie is tied for first with the Wolves. A win last night for Erie Oberg put them back into the tie. Two sides are 32 and 18. As we look at today's starting pitching match of Game 1 between Quinn Priester and Chase McDermott. Priester is Pittsburgh's 2019 first-round selection, and he's been pretty highly touted by the scouts on those prospect reports. But this season, he was a slow start, mostly because he had an oblique. He suffered at the tail end of spring training. Didn't really get going for his double-A career mid-June, but he's really found his handle. Just hasn't gotten run support, only issue for Priester. A 2.8 ERA, but a 2-3 record. Now, he did get a little bit of runs last time, but part of you in Tuesday's was the defensive support that didn't go his way. Priester tossed five, allowed five runs, but one of them was earned. He gave for efficiency at points. He is starting to finish the fifth in over half of his starts, but it took him a while to get up to the point. He has had, again, run support with a 2-3 record. Bowie actually beat him at this ballpark with a 10 win, while Priester was able to put together a quality start. Fastball has been noted to lose a bit of since that injury at the start of the season, but it's out of the mid-90s and can get up to 97. He's also got a well-graded curveball and brings in a sinker, changeup, and that he added recently that can sit in the upper 80s and fall into the low 90s as well. As we look on to Dermott, it'll be his third double-A start, an on record, and a 15.7 ERA. Two appearances for McDermott on this homestand have left a little desired from the right-hander acquired in the trade for Trey Mancini. He has allowed 12 runs, make that 14 runs in innings, walking 10 batters and allowing 5 home runs. A lot of it has to do with his thing. The curveball, we haven't seen of it, but the slider has been far out of the zone, leading to easy called balls for opposing batters. The 10 walks is what's led to runners on base and into home. So if he can minimize today, get the slider a little tighter onto that lower outside corner of the zone and get some called strikes on, because on this second attempt against Tuna after giving up the home runs on Tuesday, they might be having to go for low and away, expect to be called for ball. This is going to be a very big proven kind of start for Chase McDermott today, as he needs to set himself in to this rotation for Bowie up this series and setting themselves up for what's going to be the most important road of the season when Bowie hits the road tomorrow to face off against Erie. A lot to discuss here on the DCA Imaging System Show. We step aside for now, but we return. It's Sunday, so you know what that means. We're going to recap the week that's in Bay Sox baseball, catch you up on any of the hot have missed on what has been an up-and-down week, a tightly contested week between the Bay Sox and the Altoona Curve. Back after this, you're listening to Bay Sox baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rax is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Sonics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, any smile they've always wanted with our flexible options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the DC area, see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and consult. That's RAD.com for Rad Orthodontics, the provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Well, as the base season winds down, that means gotta get ready for football. Friday, September 9th, it's the Bay Sox football kickoff night at Prince George's Stadium. Ready for the college season and the bro seat. The Bay Sox will be giving away a special Adley Rutschman bobblehead. Remember, Adley played football before he joined the Orioles. It's a bobblehead for the first 750 fans 18 and up. So be sure to join the Bay Sox football kickoff night on Friday. Get your tickets at BaySox.com.
From sprains, sore throats to stomachs and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner, patient first. Walk in to see a doctor 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For illnesses and injuries, patient first is here for you. Patient first, the name fits.
Patient, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, up to 10 p.m. every day.
Keeping it going here on the DCA Imaging System Game Show as we get set for today's finale between Bowie and Altoona. Big day today for Bowie as they try to make sure they can secure a winning homestand win series since they swept Berg just a little bit over 2 weeks ago. But it's Sunday, so if that means it's time to recap the week that was in Bay Sox baseball. So let's walk you through past week for the series with Altoona and get you some of the key highlights you might have missed. Back to Tuesday, a long way back, August 23rd. A rematch between Quinn Priester and Chase McDermott, but on Tuesday, it was all a jumping on McDermott early. So 2 pitch is swung on and belted deep left center field. Kowser's running back. This one's gone. Three-run home run. Malcolm Nunez, his third of the season. And Altoona jumps out to the 3-0.
They were not done there, though, because third inning against McDermott, Andy Rodriguez, again with a hot start just in his first couple days, continued it and showed Bowie he's getting some eyes.
As 3-1. Swinging a high ball, well hit to center. Back on Elzer, still back, and it's out of here off the batter's eye. Nearly directly over the 409 in straightaway.
So Altoona would take a 5-game. Those 5 runs early, very critical. He would eventually elect in just 4 1/3 innings. So Bowie losing consecutive games following the 13-3 loss today against Somerset. They had a little bit of momentum going against them in the first inning, while fortunately Nick Gonzalez with the plate on a single, a right field by Blake Sable, Bowie was able to take advantage of it in the bottom of them when Connor Norby stepped up and belted a double.
He fires the 1-0 pitch and knocks it deep to center field. Sanchez back to the infield and it slices the other way. Bounce off of the warning track. Gowers from second and Norby replaces it second. An RBI double for Connor Norby and Bowie leads nothing in the first.
That was the 26th guy of the season for Norby. It gave the base on early edge. In the bottom of the second, Kobe Mayo would really take that lead to another
first pitch. Mayo drills it. About to left field. Alvarez running. Hitting. There it goes. Kobe Mayo says bye. His second home run is a 2-run blast here in the second. Bowie leads 3-0.
So the Bay Sox would eventually go on in 7-5, the exact same spot the previous night. That brings us on to Thursday, and boy, would that have been a good day to get out to the outfield, maybe hot the grass in the trees and cut your glove to catch a couple of home runs, because it started quickly with Connor Norby.
Now the 0-2 pitch to Norby. And he belted out toward right center field. This one going a long way. Frazier's at the warning track. Ball! And it's gone! Connor Norby says goodbye! His double-A home run is a 2-run shot in the first. 2-0 Bowie.
Well, the Bay Sox would have that early 2-0 edge after they did add on a couple of more runs. First 3 innings, Kate Povich was unable to 5-run lead. He allowed a 3 Aaron Shackelford and then a 2-run blast to end his. But Cody Roberts got a 2 of his own to put Bowie back ahead in the 6th inning. And then, in the 6th, Connor Norby wasn't done.
Norby, Ortiz, and Prieto batting. It's a lifted fly, well hit right center. On back, Frazier still going looking. And Norby, has he done again?
He did. Connor Norby with his second home run of the game, his 12th of the season, rather. We'll talk about his 12th in the season. Helped Bowie push ahead to an 11-game Povich, his first at the AA level. On Thursday night here at Prince George's Stadium, and like Thursday night, it started early with a Connor Norby blast.
The 1-0 pitch. And Norby belts it out to deep left field. This one sends Alvarez jogging. He's got no chance. Norby again. Connor Norby says goodbye. You can't even hope to contain it. It's his 12th this season and his 3rd in his last bats. Bowie leads 1.
So the Bay Sox early was eventually tied in the 4th inning when Malcolm Nunez hit a solo home run Armbruster. But that would be the only person Armbruster actually gave a base hit to. Nunez went 2-for-2 against Armbruster, and there were only 2 other base runners through 5 2/3 innings. Long start from Armbruster, unfortunately, in the bottom. Bowie was able to at least break ahead while Armbruster wasn't in line for the win. The Bay Sox still got at least a little bit of help from Connor Norby.
Bowie's only today. First pitches it to the right side, between the legs, or in into right center field for a base hit. He's going first to third. The throw from right. Wild. Kowser's headed home. Throw from third to home is high. He flies and he's safe. Bowie's 2-1.
An incredible single and error that Norby put in to give Bowie the 2-1 edge. They would add 4 insurance runs, but it wasn't necessary. The Bowie bullpen held the line for a 1-Bay Sox win, their 3rd consecutive win, and set them up with a chance to win series last night. As we move to Saturday evening, Altoona took the lead against Garrett Stallings.
The 1-1. Late swing, and he pokes it out toward left center field. This one going out. Norby running back. He looks up and one. Just hung up long enough. Sable, it's his 14th home run. A 2-run blast, and Altoona, nothing lead.
Altoona would eventually jump 4-0 thanks to a couple more runs second inning. But Bowie would start to collect 3 runs in the bottom of the 4th. Added on an additional insurance run to make it 5-3. But 2 runs in the sit 5-5. Looked like Bowie able to do something. But Clayton McStinley allowed that 5-5 tie in hands of Altoona. He gave up a Andy Rodriguez and 3 base runners with 2 outs in the 7th inning. Or an additional run made it 7th. In the bottom of the 7th, Bowie got 1 runs back on a wild pitch. In the bottom of the 8th, Andrew Dashbach got Bowie right back in it.
No pitch. And Dashbach lifts deep out toward the right field corner. Scott running in line to the wall. It's gone! Andrew Dashbach, goodbye! Game-tying solo home in the 8th.
And it's 7-7. So twice the Bay Sox were able to tie the game. Stranded 9 runners base, including 6 in scoring position. And as the game went to the... But we ran out of gas. Altoona attacked.
Lefty fires the 0-1. Right field, Rhodes running down. He hit on a hop. It's a score or run. We got a throw, but it's late. 9-7 Altoona.
Curve would eventually put on 3 runs in the 10th inning as Bowie was handed the 10-8 loss. Their inning record is only 3-9 this season. But so far, it's still a 3-win and 2-loss week for the Bay Sox with an opportunity to hope for wins and 2 losses. Again, final time on this 12-game homestand coming your way in just a little bit. Things up soon here on the DCA Imaging Systems Game Show. We'll take one more break when we get back. Get to some lineups, a look at Eastern League, see what else we got. And before we get to all the play-by-play, we're back at this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
You interested in beginning or expanding a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, VAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, Theme Fitters UA Local 602 program is the best choice for you. More information about our apprenticeship program, how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
PestNow is proud to partner with Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For rural pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest controls, call PestNow. You can reach 301-231-800 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
The Bay Sox Futures Club is the best fan of the Bay Sox, and it's complete for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Head over to BaySox.com to sign up, so don't miss out on all the promoted giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. Bay Sox Futures, sign up now at BaySox.com.
Forward for baseball here on this Sunday afternoon. Beautiful day. Still time out and enjoy it with us here at Prince George's Stadium. My name is, of course, joined here by Matt Sox. Here coming in today, it's a big ball game. Bowie's lost today, along with Erie's behind win, have even the two Southwest Division. And as Matt said, to the biggest week of the year is upcoming. We will be off tomorrow night, but they'll see 6-game series, the most week-long series of the year. And then we'll start it in Erie, Pennsylvania, Tuesday night. They would love Erie with a 1-game. Akron is not out of either. Akron is back. Bowie will play their final week of the season in Akron. And you can also say that the Luna team kept their playoffs alive with their dramatic night. The Curve are 5.5 games back. There are 18 games to play. Today, it is a big day in the Northeast as well. Portland is 9-21, some half game back, but Somerset won the first half. So it's hard for 3.5 back that posed really the just run towards Portland, and they are playing tonight. They played doubleheader yesterday and lit the double dip. Hard for it at 2-1, and what a win it was for Portland to get game two of the doubleheader. Also a 2-1 final last. So they are going 1 o'clock start time. Hartford there at Hadlock Field in Portland, Maine. And that'd be a big, big ball game. If Portland wins again, they would build a 4-game lead with only 18 left. So the Bay Sox are in the alternate orange tops. We're going to take our final break as we get ready for baseball with you with starting lineups and first pitch right after this on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lit sky with top-of-the-line fireworks following Bay Sox games all season. Will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditionals, true pyro musicals, graph plays, and much more. The night is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more. Calling us at 570-321-361 or visit online zypyrotech.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide your team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisor. From document creation, output devising, and workflow, to document security and storage, understand people print, not print. Give DCA Imaging a call, 307-577-102, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Georgia Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one. Enjoy a number of exclusive benefits, including flexible options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and members collectible at your first game of the year. Get your pack now by 01-464-485. We're heading online to BaySox.com.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. The Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Covering 22 Bowie Bay Sox brought to you by Chippeak Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging Systems, On the Green, Patient First, Royal Farms, Vital Doctors, and ZY Pyrotech. And now, live park. It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
We're ready to go from Prince George's Stadium. It's 6, the finale of this series between the Altoona Curve and Bowie Bay Sox. So glad Sabatis with you from the ballpark in Bowie, and Chase McDermott warms the mound for the Bay Sox. The starting lineup for the that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at third base, you've got Jared Trillo, followed by Nick Gonzalez at second base. Andy Rodriguez is the catcher batting. Blake Sable, the DH, bats fourth. Malcolm Nunez at first base bats fifth. Aaron Shackelford in right field sixth. Leover Peguero is the shortstop batting seventh. Connor Scott in center field eighth. Frazier is the left fielder batting ninth. Altoona is the AA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're managed by Kyron Madison. They're assisted by Drew Bennis, John Nunley, Blake Butler, Jonathan Prieto, and Victor Silva is the trainer. Altoona is 59-59 on the season and 26-23 in this half. And again, their starting lineup, Rich Riolo, Nick Gonzalez, and Andy Rodgers, Blake Sable, Malcolm Nunez, and Aaron Shackelford, Leover Peguero, and Matt Frazier, all to face Chase McDermott on the mound. Georgia's stadium here in Bowie is 300 feet down the line to both left and right field, 105 feet to straightaway center. Small bit of wind pushing a bit out toward this point as Jared Triolo digs in. Right-hander is hitting 281 with a 7 ERA in 111 games this year. 20 doubles, 5 triples, 9 homers, 39 runs batted in. As Chase McDermott from the back of the mound leans over, crosses into the dirt a little bit, and now foots the rubber. He's to go, winds and fires the first pitch. It's called for strike in the upper inside corner. And we're underway at 1 p.m. on an 84-degree, cloudy, more so sunny day here in Maryland. The next pitch, also a slider, misses outside, and it's a ball in a Striolo. Bowie had multiple chances to push ahead in their game last night as the 1-1 pitch. And it's inside, nearly clipped the fingers there. Yellow on a fastball at 95-1. Altoona led 4-0. Bowie tied the game at 5, trailed 7-5, and then tied it again. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Stared down and away, and it's 2-2. Eventually, when the game reached innings, though, Altoona used first singles to score 3 runs and lost 10-8. The 2-2 here is swifted out toward deep center field. Haskin backing up on it. Still back on track, but he's got his back to the wall the entire time. He makes the catch, and there's one. Tell you about the rest of the defense. From left to right in the outfield, you've got Tulk, then Haskin, and Adam Hall. Cesar Prieto is at third base. Joey Ortiz is the shortstop. Connor Norby second. Andrew Dashbox is at first. And Cole Roberts is the catcher behind the plate. Chase McDermott on the mound. Gonzalez digs in. Right-hander is hitting 2 with a 753 OPS and 50 games. First pitch home, and he foul. Handle of the bat behind the screen, nothing in one to start. 11 doubles and no triples for Gonzalez. Home runs, 20 runs batted in. Decent-sized gap. Shortstop playing deep in the hole. It's on the grass. The 0-1, bounce to third foul. Run it to nothing at 2. Chase McDermott, a 6'3", 107-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Indiana. Traded over from Houston's most recent deadline. He was a part of that deal that was headlined by Trey Mann. Here's the 0-2 pitch, way high, and it's a ball and two strikes. In just 2 starts with Bowie, McDermott has thrown only 8. He has allowed all 14 runs all earned on hits. Next pitch here is a slow over towards second, scoop between the legs by Corby, and he sends it to first time, a 4-3 putout for a quick win. Umpiring crew in today's sees Evan Johnson at third base. Michael is the crew chief. He's at first. And Ro is calling the balls and strikes home plate. As Zendy Rodriguez digs in, switch hitting catcher, has a 5 average this year and an 1156 OPS in just 14 games. Doubles, no triples, 5 home runs. 3 this series. First pitch here. It's up. Headed out to center field. Haskins still backing up on it with his belt again. He reads and receives it. 3 up, 3 down inning for Chase McDermott. Flyouts and a ground out on just 10 pitches. Bottom of the first coming up here in Bowie. Altoona nothing. Bay Sox set to listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the Plumble 5 Washington, D.C.
Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local Washington, D.C. Start a partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your... This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, one of our primary care offices in your name. At Luminous Health, you are the enemy. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
Jason McDermott spins a perfect inning for the Bowie Bay Sox, and now the Bay Sox offense will try to back him up a little bit and get on the board. As Quinter warms on the mound for the Altoona curve, the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off, it's the designated hitter, Krauser. Connor Norby is at second base batting. Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, bats third. And Haskin in center field, fourth. Prieto at third base bats fifth. Adam Holt, sixth. Cody Roberts is the seventh. Toby Wilkin, left field, eighth. And Andrew Dashbach is at first base batting. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Carr, assisted by Brandon Becker, Josh Tim DeJohn, Billy Facto, and Chandler Geller. Calvin Christensen is the video coordinator. Field and Blake Wooten are the athletic trainers. Bowie is 59-60 on the season, a one-game losing streak, but 32-18 in the second half. That's tied for the best record in the Eastern League this season. Again, the Bowie lineup features Cowdy Ortiz, Haskin, Prieto, Hall, Roberts, Welk, Dash, all to face off against Quinn Priester on the... As Kowser is the box, left-hander is hitting 43 this season with a 10.28 S in 48 games played, 10 doubles, no triples, 9 home runs, and 31 runs batted in. First pitch into Kowser. He watches it for a called strike. Thought about it, but the fastball hits the outside edge, nothing and one to start. Went hitless yesterday, losing out on extension of his six-game hit streak. The pitch is fouled off here to the left side, on it to nothing and two. We saw their three-game wins close, a 10-8 loss, 10 innings. Bowie has a 3-9 record in extra-inning games this season. 0-2, and Kowser punches it foul. First base side as the count stays. Bay Sox have not been necessarily the biggest players in the Eastern League this season after the seventh and eighth innings. The 0-2 to Kowser. Check swing under the knees. Breaking ball from Priest to a ball and two strikes. The Bay Sox have runs scored in the Eastern League this eighth inning. And the lowest batting average in the ninth inning. Here's the 1-2. Kowser watches outside. Fastball at 96 from Priest to two balls and two strikes. Bowie has only 26 runs all season. Ninth inning. And of course, they don't always play. As the 2-2 pitch misses down. And the count fills on Kowser to open the inning. Any time that they're winning, going into the ninth inning, they bottom of the ninth, but they've still got the few scored in the lowest batting average league. Those are very notable. Priest went in 6-for-18 on full counts. This 9 walks, 11 win strikeouts. The 3-2 is up and away for ball four. So Kowser, after falling behind early, falls in two strikes, runs it ahead, and does the walk. Bowie has the game's first base runner. Connor Norby will bat to try and drive him in. It's a 291 average for Norby, a 9 OPS in 47 games played. 11 doubles and a triple, 12 home runs, 33 runs batted in. As Priest. And fires the first pitch in. Norby takes a hack at it. Gets it in a low fastball, but it bounces off of the current, rolls away slightly. It's not start. Norby also saw a hitting streak come to a close last night. Had a good run against the top three lineup, silencing them after those top three just ran rampant for three straight games. Priester holds. Finally, the 0-1. Slider misses down and away. It's a big secondary lead from Colton at first base, but he didn't go anywhere. Runner at first, no one out. Here in the bottom of the first, a scoreless game as trying to win the series. They've taken 3 of the 5 so far this week. And now the 1. Norby pulls back on an ace ball at 96, 2 balls and a strike. If they win the series, it would be their first series since they swept Harrisburg closer to the start of this month. It was back on their 2-week road trip as they're closing up a 2-week home end. Now 2-1 to Norby. Swing and a miss. This ball still inside, but that one only at 4. Count runs even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bowie was plagued by the same problems yesterday. They've seen all season, runners left on base, 9 stranded over the course of the day, including 6 in scoring position. The two, Norby takes a late swing, no curveball for strike 3. Priester logs his first strikeout. Let's tell you about the rest of the defense around him. From left field, you've got Matt Frazier, Connor Scott, Aaron Shackelford, Jared Trelo's at third base, Leover Peguero is the shorts, Nick Gonzalez at second, Malcolm at first, and Andy Rodriguez is behind the plate for Quinn Priester on the mound. As Joey Ortiz digs 269 average, a 793 open 10 games, 27 double triples, 15 homers, 17 runs, or 70 runs batted in, 7-0. First pitch in, and watches a called strike. Changeup hits the outside edge. Quinn Priester, 6'3", 210-pound, 20-year-old right-hander from Cary, Illinois. First-round draft selection in 2009, tie the Pirates out of high school. Right-hander sets, out of the stretch base side. Fires in the 0-1, and Couser takes off. On and away for a ball, the throw to second is in time. Couser's thrown out. 2-4, four attempts. Couser's been nailed twice now. Rodriguez has had 18 attempts against him, and he's caught five little runners. Count evens at one tease, but instead of runner at first, one out. Nobody on, two outs. And as so often happens with Boo, the most likely team in the league to get a leadoff and the most likely team in the league to nothing out of it. As Ortiz floats one to center, Scott makes the catch. Bowie goes down, basically in order. Up, we're scoreless in Bowie. You're listening to baseball.
At DeSync Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be advisors. From document creation, devices, scanning, and workflow to documents, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Image a call, 301-571-0021, or find out about how we can help you. DAImaging.com. DAImaging Systems, office techno easy.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt it's important for you to have the best trained, qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of AC, mechanical, and specialty services to the various customers. For more information about the service side and for a list of companies you can hire, visit Steamfitters-602.
Big game of specialists, base stealer, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, and costs, and keep premiums down. Teamwork. To learn more, connect with your visit Chesapeake Employers at cc.com.
On to the second in Bowie, as each side only set the minimum to the plate in the first. We did get a leadoff walk, but runner caught took away the opportunity. It was a first inning for Chase McDermott, and you hope to see it continue here. He needed just to set down the side in order in the first with two outs and a ground out. 4-5 in bat for Altoona in this frame, starting with left-hander, then Malcolm Nunez a righty, Aaron Shackelford a lefty. Hooked on for Sable as the first pitch comes in for a called strike. Curveball hit the upper corner, nothing in one. 2 average with an 837 OPS in 90 games for Sable this year, 23 double, 5 triples, the 0-1 pitch, by a fastball, runs it even at 1. 14 home runs for Sable, 60 runs batted in, hits in 10 consecutive games. Here's the next pitch from McDermott, and it's inside, fastball misses, balls in one strike. Holding out of the lineup, he shakes off one, McDermott turns and fires the 2-1, it's swung all off of the catcher. Runs the count even at 2. Well, the way this game series have played out for the last 2 seasons have always made it potentially difficult for this Tuesday-Sunday starter to is punched foul up the baseline on an inside-out. Count stays even at 2 because always when a pitcher faces off against one team on Tuesday, they might run anything off against them on Sunday because that team had already seen the pitcher probably 3 times through the order a week ago. They're ready. The 2-2 here is swung on and missed for strike 3. Fastball up and away from McDermott, his of the day. 4 in a row retired to start his night. But the hope today is the reverse is true for McDermott, considering he got beat up on Tuesday. He allowed a 3-run home run in the thing of that 7-5 loss. Pitched a scoreless second around an error, then gave up a 2-run home run in the third inning. Here's Malcolm Nunez, first pitch. Right-hander watches up and in for a ball. It's 1-1. Nunez has 7 average and a 9.15 OPS, 13 games played. The next off is bounced over toward short. Loving Joey Ortiz. Just a first a tad wide, but Dash Bob will stretch out for it. 6-3 put out. 5 in a row set down by McDermott. He's already gotten through the hard part that gave him trouble in the first. Nunez was the batter to hit the 3-run home run back in the first inning on Tuesday. And now here's Aaron Shackelford. 250 average for the 54 OPS in 95 game, 21 doubles and a triple, 24 home runs, 70 runs batted in. First high fastball, and it's one to start. We're scoreless here in the top of the second, as Bowie is trying to get back onto a winning game. The 0-1 pitch, side, and the count goes even in a ball and a strike. Swing and a miss high. Strikes now on Shackelford. He's got three home runs against the Bay Sox, but he is striking out at a little clip. He's been very patient at some of his... So they've got a decent-sized shutdown for him. The 1-2. Check swing. It goes high. The count goes even at two balls and two strikes. Outfield a bit on the pulse as well. Now the 2-2. Swing and a line drive to second. Diving by Connor Norby. Leaned out to pull it away, steals it from Shackelford, and ends the inning. Bottom of the second coming up, six in a row with Dermott to start the day. We're a score listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best deals at Prince George's Stadium. Weekly promotions all season. Tuesday is Terry Appreciation Night. Purchase a box ticket office with a proof of service and you pay half price. Bring along your furry friend Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happer around every Thursday from 5-6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light with other beer specials throughout the year and live music to get your night started. Always a great time at the ballpark, so get tickets now at Baysox.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by Z Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows, Bay Sox games all season long. You, the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditionals, true pyro musicals, custom craft plays, and much more. The night sight is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more with us at 570-328-361 or visit online zypyrotechnics.com.
Holly Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing a professional organic basil program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care program, par quality results. Each service is colored with guaranteed results for even the tons. On the Green also offers our pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely control insects and enjoy the outdoor summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreen.com.
Bottom of the second inning here at Prince George's Stadium. And a scoreless contest so far. Two perfect frames from Chase McDermott in the gate. Bowie went down quietly. Walk and a caught stealing in the first. Bottom of the second, Hudson Haskin will lead off. Priester continues on the mound for Altoona. Haskin watches a low called fastball at 94. It's nothing. After Haskin, Cesar Perea and Adam Hall will bat. 271 average, 3 OPS for Haskin this year as the neck dawn down and away. He held her in and runs the count even at 1. 94 games for Haskin, 21 double triples, 13 home runs, and 49 in. As Perea turns and fires next, Haskin line to left center field, sends Scott away. He's at the wall, and it's off the warning. Trounces over the wall, and stop at second with an automatic double. 20 of the season for Hudson, and it opens the inning for Bowie. Runner on base, saying that comes pretty often this season for Bowie. Just need to drive him in. As Cesar Prieto will step up, try to do just that. 272 average Prieto, 680 OPS, 75 games played. That was a fastball that Haskin just well enough underneath and drift center. 20 doubles and no Prieto, 3 homers, 31 runs in. First pitch, which is a nice curveball for called strike outside edge. I think that's the first pitch we've seen from Priester. He's had all 5 batters face now on a first pitch strike. As the right-hander sets, holds for time, finally fires. The 0-1 is left side out of play, nothing at 2. Priester is 2-3 under the 2.43 ERA, lacking some run support. 11 games, 11 starts, 55 and 2/3 innings with 55 strikeouts, 16 walks. He's allowed 3 home runs, and opponents are hitting him at a 2-pitch. Looks back Haskin, and sends the 0-2. Swinging a bouncer foul, base side. You just hear the bluntness on the bottom edge of the bat there as the count stays at 2. Priester is making his consecutive appearance against Bowie. Tossing on Tuesday, he gave up 5 runs in 5 1/3, but only one of them was earned. Boost out of the errors that they were gifted. And time is called by the catcher after it hadn't fully come set yet with the clock ticking down. Runner it's out here in the bottom of the second, a scoreless with a shift on for the Lieto. 1-0-2. And Prieto gets a piece on the home plate. I'm in a conversation with a scout the other day, and he said, Wussman of the ball is in play for Prieto, the best lately. Hasn't owned too much in this series. His ability to work the bat all around is still one of the best on the team. And the number, only 44 strikeouts and 75. Another pitch, way up. A ball and two strikes now. Easter had that oblique injury that he suffered of spring training. Sidelined him in June when he made two rehab appearances, one in the Florida State League and then one in the South Atlantic League. Then Altoona for his AA debut. Team fired three scoreless innings. Another to Prieto is swung on and missed in the dirt for strike three. Curveball went away. Priester really didn't give him anything above the knees after running the count to nothing and two. That's his second strikeout here in the second inning. And now Hall will bat. Priester had an opportunity to TCU. He hit it there, but after being selected in the first round, the 18th overall pick by Pittsburgh, how could he turn down that money? Adam Hall is in, a 2-6 average and a 698 OPS. Pitch to the right-hander. Is checked on, a curveball called for strike anyway. Lower inside corner, it's nothing in 48 games played for Hall. Holds no triples, one homer, 13 runs batted in. Easter sets. He goes from a hard lean, uprighting himself fully. The 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed inside. Fell at 95, and it's nothing in two. Leadoff double, still milling around out there. The wind comes in at a very light clip from center field. Just kind of wraps the flat hole right now. Is it too hard? Now the 0-2 pitch. And a miss for strike three. Pitch up in the dirt. All goes down pitches, and after the leadoff double, back-to-back. Cody Roberts to try and get something. 7 average for Roberts, a 727 OPS in 67 games. 13 doubles and no triples. 37 runs batted in. Infield playing him straight up. Right-hander on right-hander. Priester looks back, Haskin in first. Roberts watches down and away. Is the first pitch ball Priester today. Fastball at 90 to Roberts. And it's 1-0 to start. Priester holds that ball ready in hand before coming set. He drops it below the knee before bringing ball waste. Looks back asking once, and now Roberts rips it up the third baseline. Dive by Jared Triolo. He tries to send the first, but it's late, and it gets by. And will come home to score. A single and an error. The 1-0 advantage. That was a run dive by Jared Triolo, but he gave Bowie the run, the throw. 1-0 Sox. Excellent play in the hot corner by Triolo. Get that away from him, but he's still with his 7th error of the season. 85 games played at third. So the inning continues as the Bay Sox don't squander the leadoff double. And now Toby Welk will... First pitch. This is up and in. And the count's out at 1-0. 217 average for Welk. A 626 OPS, 5 games. 4 doubles, 3 home runs, 13 runs. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And Hulk pokes it up the middle, deep in the hole, back in at second. They have to go to first, and it's in. Gonzalez gets it to Nunez to end the inning. But Bowie, thanks to error, gets something out of the double. Hudson Haskin comes around to score on a bad throw by Jared Triolo. We go to the third. Bowie leads 1-0. Canadian Bay Sox baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from favorite Bay Sox players and stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tacklebox Team Store. Jersey, hats, autographed bats and balls, great prices. Located right of the gate at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com, the Tacklebox is the only place to get the best Sox gear for you and your favorite. It's the Tacklebox at Prince Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms, but less than a minute to get your delicious hot cup of the finest, freshest coffee in the world. Beagle Farms' new Swiss-made coffee beans grind those rich, flavorful beans and brew them one magnet cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the best and best coffee in the world. Fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
At DCA Imaging Systems, provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted source. From document creation, output device scanning and workflow, document security, storage, we understand people print printers. Give DCA Imaging a 301-577-021 or find out more how we can help you. DCImaging.com. DC Imaging Systems, Office Technology Z.
On to the third inning at Georgia Stadium. 1-0 Bowie. McDermott, 6-up, 6-down. Keep it going as we hand it off to Adam.
Well, thank you so much, Matt. So here is Leover Peguero, the right-handed shortstop. And the pitch, it's well down and away. Count 1-0, no strikes. McDermott threw just 3 pitches, 15 of them strikes. In the first 2 innings, there's a liner and Adam Welk in, and he makes a hand catch. And there's one retired. Yeah, I'll tell you, there, right now, McDermott, he really hasn't had the best ball command, but his speed repertoire, whether it be the slide, big curveball, it's standing today. And here's tonight's hero, Connor Scott, in from the left side. McDermott's into the one. Here's the pitch, and gets a swing and a miss. That's 93 miles an hour at the top of the zone, and Scott cuts through it. And they got nothing in one. Here's the next one. And another high heater. This time taken, ball one. Well, Bowie was down all night last night. In a tie game in the ninth, Haskin hit a deep ball down the line and right. As Scott and rolls one over, slowly hit right side. Norby's up. He throws him out. And just like that, 2 men down. 8 up, 8 down for McDermott. And now Matt Frazier, who's hit the trips in this series, will stand in. The Scott made an incredible leaping catch at the wall to keep the game alive, stealing a walk-off homer. A good fastball strike and the count not one. I think it's the best I've ever seen in this ballpark as the 0-1 coming. And it's off the outside, a changeup. In that, it saved the game. And his arm was all over the wall. Almost looked Mike Devereaux at Camden Yards in 92. So, fastball miss in, and it's 2-1 here to Frazier, if you remember that one, Oriole fans. As here's the wind of the pitcher, McDermott. Swinging a fly ball, well hit to left. Playable for Welk, backpedaling a bit, and he'll make the catch. Chase McDermott with 2 tough starts to open his double-A career with standing start today. 9 faced, 9 retired. On to the bottom third, the Bay Sox leading to nothing on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Pest Now is to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide pest control services. For all your resident commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. Just at 301-218-8300 or visit at www.pestnow.com.
Get the best deals in Georgia Stadium with weekly promo season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket with a proof of service and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Wednesday and it's the best happy hour every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with their specials throughout the year and lots to get your night started. It's always a time at the ballpark, so get your tickets at BaySox.com.
Well, baseball season winds down. That means we've got to get ready for football. September 9th, it's the Bay Sox football kickoff night at Prince George. Getting ready for the college season and the pros, the Bay Sox will be giving away a special Adley Rutschman bobblehead. Remember, Adley played ball before he joined the Orioles. It's a free for the first 750 fans ages 3 and up. So be sure to join the Bay Sox football kickoff night on Friday, September 9th. Get your tickets at BaySox.com.
So we head now, bottom of the third inning. Bowie's got a 1-0 lead. Hudson Haskin doubled in the second and then later scored. As here's Andrew Dashbach, who leads off here. Right-handed hitter. Priester delivers. Swinging a ground ball, base hit right out. That was a fast down the middle. And Dashbach, who hit the game-tying home run last night in the eighth inning. A dramatic down the line and right. First pitch done. And now the corner can go to work here. Here's Colton Kowser. Hauser is 9 for 19 with 6 runs scored in this series. In the first 5 games of it, he's been outstanding as Priester's ready. And the right-hander knows. Got a check swing, got a pitch down. Hauser not going. They count 1-1 and no strikes. One of the new stats in baseball, political terms, is called BIP, which means your average on balls in play. Hauser's got an incredible average as he takes a strike and fastball on the outside just above the knees. Hauser, who's hitting 43 in Bowie, hit 450 BIP. BABIP. Can you believe that? 45% of the balls he puts in are hits. As he fouled to the screen, off of a fastball at the top of the zone, and the count is now 1-2. Now, I looked at the Baltimore Orioles in the major leagues as a team. Their BABIP 286. Toronto Rockies have the best in baseball, around 310. 1-2 coming. Ball check swing, and he went too far. Glove of Rodriguez, and up to second dash box. So counts are down on strikes. That is a strikeout swing. And it's going to be a wide pitch that moves Dash to second. And there's one down. So, you know, the strikeouts are a little bit elevated. But he walks a ton. And when he hits the ball fair, I mean, time it's a hit. As you got hurt, Norby. One on one down. 1-0, boom to third. Dash mark on second, the pitch. And a big strike. On the inside of the count, nothing and one. Norby's collegiate coach, Cliff Godwin, said that Connor was the best right-hander he had ever coached. And he is showing some kind of elite talent here in his time in AA. They go one to Norby, and a fastball misses off the outside. Count 1-1. I mean, that's really saying something. He sees an outstanding baseball. It's the best sport. East Carolina brings to the table. And Norby is from Kernersville, North Carolina. He's at the top of the list. Dashbach running. Swing and a miss. Throw to third. Safe. Oh, they completely caught Altoona. Surprise. The third baseman, Triolo, very late in covering. A good throw there by Rodriguez. Triolo wasn't there to put a tag. How about that? It's the second steal of the year for Altoona. Brings the infield play in now, and the 1-2, and a tapper foul behind the plate. Schmuck gets second on the wild pitch. Great break to get second. He didn't hesitate at all. And now a big steal, and one down. You don't need a hit to bring him home. The 1-2 pitch, and a wave and a miss, and a well off the outside. Really fooled Norby at 87 miles an hour. And a rare RBI opportunity loss, Hunter. And that's out number two. Norby has 15 runs driven in his last 9 entering today. Now here's Joey Ortiz. Line out to center his time up. He's got 70 eyes on the year. So many of them as of late as well. Priester throws. And a fastball missing up high ball. Ortiz had 19 RBIs in an outstanding play in which he was the Orioles player of the month. Well, it's what? He's got 22 in all. As now the old pitch. Swinging a ball in towards the alley. In right center. It's down. He scores. Ortiz for second. A slide. And he's in the lead. It's a 2 RBI double. And the Sox have a 2-0 lead. What a good inning. Ortiz driving it the other way to right center. Schulford, the right fielder today, cut it off ably. But the throw was not in time. Dashbox scores. Hudson Haskett. Now the Bay Sox in a big ball game today. Of course, they're all down the stretch here to first with only 9 games to play. The pitch here to Haskett. Priester sets, goes. And a breaking ball gets a whip miss. Haskins chased as that curveball bent down. Erie. Remaining on boost schedule 6 at Erie, the team they're tied with. At home with Richmond hoping to play in the postseason. And then six on the road in Akron, a red-hot team, the reigning champs, only games back of both Boone and Erie. It won't be each, and a breaking ball strike inside, and the count nothing to. The Bayhawks have played in the championship series in each of the last two games contested in 2019. They fell short in both. But whoever wins half of the Southwest, they'll be the favorite in the short series divisional round. As a ball slow roller, pass them out. Tough play. Piguero bare hands. No play. It's an infield single for Ortiz up to third. And the Bay Sox have runners in the corner with two down. Boy, Haskins was completely fooled by that. Easter could not get to it. That was 32 an hour off of the bench. Just a little dribbling spur past the third base side of the door. And here is Sainz Prieto. Again, they're at the corners, two down. As Prieto stands in, 5 for 20 in the series. Witches. Swing and a lifted play left side. Fastball at 94. And at the bottom of the zone, it would have been a strike. Can the Bucks reach the postseason in the final for a third consecutive Kingston campaign? The breaking ball cut out of missed over the top Prieto. It's nothing in two. It is within the realm of possibility. Bowie lost to Trenton, which is at Somerset in this league in the 2019 finals. They were swept by Akron last year. The 0-2 coming to Prieto. Here it is. And it's down and away as Priester took a little bit there. Ball one. Prieto State eclipsed the 400 at plateau in his first year. Runner goes, swing and a miss, though, on a breaking ball. Bending down into the dirt, that just picks it up. And he tapped Prieto, and with it is over. But the RBI double off the bat of Joey Ortiz, two down, has given Boone a run. And we head to the fourth. The Bay Sox leaning 2-0 on the Bay Sox Ball Network.
Baseball is a game specialists, base stealers, cleanup hitters. Together, they aim stand out from the rest. Specialists help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance from other workers' compensation insurances. Our health services team includes surgeons, nurse case managers, therapists, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's team. To learn more, connect with your agent or Peak Employers at CEIWC.com.
Green Incorporated is your lawn care, providing professional organic-based lawn for residential and commercial lawns. Lawn care programs provide ballpark results. Each service is custom-tailored with results for even the toughest lawns. Green also offers outdoor pest services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, or safely and effectively control in and enjoy the outdoors this summer with Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Best way to take in a Bay Sox game is bowling at Prince George's Stadium. From entertaining clients to birthday parties, even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your unbeatable rates. With plenty of options on seats and decks around the ball, your group can eat their fill and have it on time. Find out more and schedule group outing by calling 301-4880 or Sox.com.
Now 2-0 Bowie leading, and Chase Dermott now. Let's see what he does his second time through the order. As he's at Altoona down, 9 up, 9 down, first time through, throwing just two pitches. As in Triolo and the pitch, breaking ball veering down low, ball. McDermott, 14 runs, only 8 innings it is. Starts, he throws, and right beneath the belt, and the catcher 1-1. McDermott had 5 homers, he delivers. It's down and away, ball two. So you can say, oh boy. Obviously, it's a tough start. Only a start. The second time in a row facing Alta, and what an outstanding beginning to you. As he goes off speed, just misses away. It's 3-1 to Trimo. The pitch, and it's 2-4. So there's the first walk. Issued by McDermott today. Triolo has led Altoona in hits in series. And he is for Nick Gonzalez. Gonzalez, former first rounder, playing in his 55th game with Altoona this year. He spent the season with the Curve. Only five games due to injury. The pitch, and he lays off up inside of fastball, ball one. Gonzalez in the month of May on a base in an awkward manner. The bases are actually bigger double A this year. Here's the pitch. And there's a lifted foul and a fastball out of play. Off to the right of the count, 1-1. And Gonzalez missed a line. He was out almost 3 months. Into the curve just about 2 weeks ago, August the 12th. Count 1-1, the pitch. A fastball strike on the outside corner. And the count is 1-2. Oh, only three innings for Preet. But Altoona's got a left-hander up in the pen. That is a superior. The count, here's the pitch. Yeah, this fastball's up and away. A count 2-2. We saw a curve pitch at Kyle Nicholas last night throw one inning in relief of the series. Hunter, who is very young in his career, as here's the 2-2. Breaking ball off the outside. And the count full here, 3-2. He might be done for here. Tipping Bowie leading. One on Noble, the fourth big pitch here. 3-2, and a swing. He got him, and he got him with a fast on the outer half of the plate. 3 miles an hour. Well, that's Big McDermott with a walk in his first start for the Bay Sox against Summers. And he walks the leadoff batter here. Gets a big strikeout on a good fastball to Gonzalez. Here's Andy Rodriguez, very tough in from the left side. Here's the pitch, and a fastball strike in the belt, nothing in one. Andy Rodriguez, six hits in the series. Five of them are at base hits, and four homers. As good to talk to McDermott is the base catcher, Cody Robert. Andy, trained New York Mets, has now hit 21 home runs of the year. He's got five in a short time with the Tuna curve. He just turned 22 months ago. He's a ball player. Has really looked like a dynamic. Five homers in four double-A games. Hit a huge homer to break a 5-5 tie. Last night, one-on-one down. McDermott from the stretch. The 0-1 pitch, and it's across the knees. Another fastball. Strike two. Instead of McDermott, it's unusual. It felt like he was throwing a lot of breaking ball. First time through the order for strikes. Now, in this fourth, it is the fastball that he's leaning upon more than any other. And he's doing it really through the heart of the curve order here. The 0-2 pitch to Rodriguez, and it's off the inside. Fastball, ball one. The mid heater has been at 93, 94 miles. This is, and today only his fifth outing as an Orioles League prospect, as he bounces one in the, off the arm of Roberts. Runs well high in the air. Yolo is into second on the wild pitch. Out a throw. It's big there because, obviously, it not only puts a runner in scoring position, but it takes over the double play thread. Down 2-2, Andy Rodriguez. McDermott made two appearances in Aberdeen. Pitch. And a little pop out of play left side. Pro gave a look. But this will sell well into the seats. In fact, into the bleachers. The general admission seats down the line. And the count is 2-2. Really swung around a pull. Ortiz is up the middle of the bleach stop. Norby around to the right. The breaking ball's line towards right set. And it's down a base hit. The score tree alone. Rodriguez. Haskins' throw is too high. And Rodriguez slides in safely. It's another extra. And RBL. And Altoona is within one. It's a 2-1 ball game. That's a curveball right at the top of the zone. Rodriguez waited back on it. Hit into right center. All of a sudden, the Bay Sox lead is in jeopardy here. The tying runner is at second. There's one down. It's the left-handed inning, Blake Sable. Here's the pitch, and a fastball strike on the other half. He's doing a good job, McDermott, at driving that fastball down in the zone around the knees or just above it. The count, nothing in one. Sable's really swinging pitch, And he swings through a fastball too. He's in 10 consecutive games. And he drove a two-run homer the opposite way over the left field wall last night in the first inning off of Garrett Stallings. Two coming. Swing! And he got him with a high fat at 95 miles an hour. And he just got a Blaze Sable there. Third strikeout of the ballgame. The second strikeout for Sable. And Malcolm Nunez batting. It's 2-1 Bowie. A run is at second. Two down in this for the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Curveball. Stay outside to get a nothing and one. Nunez, a player that came to professional baseball with a bang in the Dominican Summer League 4 years ago, as he swings through another curve and the count nothing and two. Sable won the triple down in the Dominican Summer League. He had 415 with 13 and 59 RBI as he takes well off the outside. A breaking ball away in the two. And that wasn't Sable, that was Malcolm New batting, I should say. So the runner at second, Rodriguez, he'll contact. Here's the pitch. Fastball lifted foul. Geared up for that one after three consecutive low breaking balls began the at-bat. And the count one and two here. They're really playing to pull. Ortiz swung well around hole as another foul straight back out of play off of a high heater. Dermott gets a new baseball from his catcher, Cody Roberts. Easton Luce has got enough to start to throw the base Sox pen here. 1-2 coming. Breaking ball him up behind the second base bag. Norby in the shallow outfield will make the catch. With it, the inning is over. Four strong innings for Chase McDermott. Altoona does get a run, though, the frame on one hit. Coming on, we'll tell you about it in a moment. One buoy on the baseball network.
Sky Shooter Displays by Y Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks show Bay Sox games all season long. Give you the best bang for your buck. Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, choreographed plays, and much more. Sky is truly limitless, so shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1360. Or visit us online, zpyrotechnics.com.
People don't know what a steam fitter is. Importantly, what we do and how much it affects you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellulose, and frozen or refrigerated. Could you imagine? And these are just the things that we impact. Please, steamfitters-602.org, and let's talk about how we can value to you.
At DCA Systems, we provide a tenured team of professionals ready to be your advisors. From document creation, outlines, scanning, and workflow, to documents and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA a call, 301-577-1021, or find more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office tech made easy.
Well, the new pitcher's the game now for the Altoona Cubbies. Just reached roster here of late. None other than Omar Cruz, the left-hander. Three with a 5.1 ERA, making his 18th outing, 13th in relief all year. Now, Cruz will work against Cody Roberts and Toby Well, right-handed hitters for the left-handed pitcher. He delivers, and it's off speed and a little way ball one. The Bay Sox have a 2-8 in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the next pitch. Too tall with a fastball. Ball two. This right here for Cruz is his first outing since June the 28th. The wide ball. That hole swings through a foul at 91. And the ball's at a strike. The Quinn Priester throws five hits, two runs, of which earned. He walked one and struck out six. Shorter day expected for the talented 2-1 pitch coming, and it's off the inside ball. Another fastball. Hall has really struggled He's coming back to Bowie in this series. He's hitless in fifth bats. 3-1 coming. Swing and a miss. Pitch was right at the bottom of the zone. Off speed. And the count 3-2. This is Hall in four games. His return to the Bay Sox. He did, though, even without more, three runs last night. As he's hit by the pitch. On to delivery. And it got somewhere on the right arm. Maybe around the elbow. And Hall, it would have been ball four. Is on the lead off the bottom of the fourth. And slowly, along with the Bucks assistant athletic trainer in Blake. Here's Cody Roberts, right-handed hitter. Roberts, a ground ball down the line. The third baseline tree made a diving play on it. Two down in the second and knock it with a runner at second. Haskin with third. Triolo made a throw to first, but he threw it away. He probably should not have even offered a throw when he did not glove it clean. And that allowed Haskin to score as a bit of foul off the gear of the pitcher Rodriguez, so they count nothing at all. Roberts is to be the near when the question interferes as to who's going to be Adley Rutschman's sidekick to Baltimore. As now the big curveball, and it eludes the grasp, yes, and up to second is Hall. That's a pass ball. It was called a ball. It probably should have strike, but Rodriguez by it, and he did not catch it. And the count is 1-1. It was at the knees on the outer half of the. My goodness. Chirinos, the backup catcher for Orioles right now, a veteran, has a foul at the plate. And the count 1-2. And you wouldn't think that he would be in Baltimore long term. Some of these catchers, Maverick, Cody Roberts, you got a real chance. There's a spot there in Baltimore in the years to come. A 1-2 pitch, off the outside, a fastball, and the count 2-2. He's hitting 250 with seven home runs and 37 with Bowie this year. He bounced all around the system a year ago, but he's been really for the majority of this year as he's down and inside. The count is full. Looked like a hard slider or a hard breaking ball down there by Cruz, who walked the floor, hit the batter, and now has run full to Robert. Big chance for the Bay Sox in fourth. The three ball, two strike pitch. Here it comes. Swing and a ball lifted. Shackelford in and down towards the infield. He makes the catch. Heading for third is Hall. And here, good base running there, Adam Hall. And outstanding catch by Shackelford on a belly flop type dot in towards the infield. He was parallel to the ground for a moment. And they're tired. And now to bats. And how big is that? Last ball, right? Hall would not have been able for first and get second. He really should be still at first. That field is in as well. Bats. One down the pitch. And he takes it and jump a little bit low. And one ball and no strikes. The Bowie got a run in this. Got a run in the third. And now knocking on the door in this fourth. The 1-0 to Welk. Swing and a chopper. It's a base over the third baseman drawn in and home. The score. All the Bay Sox. 3-1 lead. Well, you manipulate the infield in that manner, and it can pay dues. And it's one of those there where if Triolo is back, it's probably a tie chopper, but with a runner at third, he is in on the pass. And that ball goes running right over him into left field. As here's Andrew Dashbach, a cold strike of the knees, a fastball. And it's nothing and one. 3-1 Bowie by fourth inning. Arzina, runner at first, one down. As Cruz sets and delivers. And a breaking ball to Weekly right side. It's got eyes in the right. Welk will turn second for third. And he is there. The Bay Sox have runners at the corners now for the top of the order. And Dashbox 2-for-2. A slow roller through the right infield. And now here is Kristen Kauser. This is a big chance. Once again, Cruz has not pitched with Altoona since the 28th. He's allowed a run. Runners are at the corners on down. And now the pitching coach coming out here, Drew Bennis, to talk things over. And as that happens, Sander is getting up to get loose the Altoona pen. And that is Jeff Passantilla, the right-hander. Well, Bay Sox fans, there's only one more week of baseball, and it's not this upcoming week where Bowie will be in Erie, but it's the week following. So get online at baysox.com and get those tickets. It's coming to town Tuesday, Sunday. Hopefully we'll have playoff baseball as we believe this year. But be sure to get here for the dramatic final week of home baseball in the season. In fact, Bowie regular season home game from today, Sunday afternoon, September the 11th. Their season will end on Sunday the 18th in Akron. Now here's Kauser. They're at the corners, one down pitch, and he takes inside half. F-speed pitch at 82 miles an hour, and the count nothing and one. Bowie in this bottom of the fourth inning. The Bay Sox trying to win the series today. Here's the pitch, and it's off speed, up and inside, ball one. And in a way, trying to separate themselves from four teams in the race in their division here in Altoona. A win, and they'd be 6.5 up on the curve. Weeks left as a swing and a miss. They're an off-speed pitch in, and then a two. Erie is scored today. They're tied with the Bay Sox. It's 2-0, bottom of the fifth on the road right now. And two, and a swing and a tap foul right at the plate. In fact, up and hit our home plate umpire, Valero. Count one and two. Ray's doing a really good warm afternoon. Richmond and make it going later today. Cowell in two strikes. And from the stretch, here's the pitch. Curveball got him swinging. Kauser cuts through it. Second time he's down on strikes today. That's a huge out for Cruz and Curve. And there's two down at the end. Here's Connor Norby. Richmond is at Akron. They're just underway, a 2-0 start. So they just did, I believe, get going. Richmond did beat Akron, though, last night, 8-4. Norby batting, a chance for more from here, the pitch. And he takes a fastball up high. And they one ball and no strikes. Again, 3-1, the Bulldogs leading. The corners, two down in this fourth. Norby has struck out in the game. But now face Tander Cruz. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ball lifted to the air to right foot. It is Shackelford. Backpedaling a bit, that makes the catch, and the inning over. So Cruz did to mitigate the damp there. Bowie leads him at the corners. The fifth right after this. The base hit 3-1. Odds Baseball Network.
You're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, or to make sure that you're earning wages and the best benefits in our industry. Visit our website at themefitters-602.org. That's -602.org. Let's talk about what we can do to change your life.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox. Completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to members-only events, discount ticket, and free gifts for just signing up. BaySox.com to sign up your... So don't miss out on all the promotions at Gimprint Georgia Stadium this season and the Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Coffee lovers, know where you'll find freshest cup of coffee? Right here at Royal Farms. Because with new brewing system, it takes less than a minute to go from selecting the coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is at Royal Farms. Try one. It'll be love at first because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
The top of the fifth inning we go. Bay Sox have a 3-1 lead. Now, Ethan Lucas was up warming for a moment there at the end of the top of the fourth, but it is McDermott back on the hill. And now with all of the fifth, here's Matt Sabatis.
6-7-8, 2-4-out in this half inning. Left hitter Aaron Shackelford will get it going. A 26-pitch fourth inning for it that saw a leadoff walk for his first base and an RBI double for his first hit. As he'll face Shackelford, then Leover Peguero, D. Connor Scott to follow. Shift on for Shackelford, who's 0-1, lined out to space. Back in the second inning, first pitch home is high. A fastball misses, 1-0 to start. This is the longest that it is hoping to get in his double-A career after firing 4 1/3 last week. The 1-0 is called for strike side corner, it's 1-1. I say last start, he tossed on Tuesday. So now the next offering, and Shackelford slaps it foul up the line left side, 1-2. But as he gets ready to wrap up his second trip, really working with the pacing right now, not too much of his time on the pitch clock. Already holds the waist consistently while Shackelford stout and adjusts the gloves. The 1-2 already on, misses high. Two balls and two strikes. Well, McDermott was, of course, the return for Baltimore in that three-team trade at the deadline that saw Trey Mancini go to Houston. That pitch is swung on and poked back to McDermott, pounces on it, gloves it low by the ankle, and fires to first in time. Chopper as it just went directly to the earth in front of home plate. McDermott had to pull it in front of the mound, probably about 10 feet down from the base. But he sends it to first, and a one-out starts the inning. Leover Peguero to back. But the question is McDermott, and the attention is kind of based on him because he was Baltimore's return for what was, of the franchise for quite some time. As Bowie defensive change, just been aware of that. Adam Hall is out of the game following the hit by pitch. John Rhodes will take it. So a simple switch as the next pitch misses hot. We're in the ball and a strike on Leover Peguero. So replaces Hall. He'll replace him in the lineup as a sixth batter. The 1-1 pitch misses down and away. Two balls and a strike. But McDermott, he's already asked a couple of times in a handful of interviews what that means to be traded for Trey Mancini, who meant so much to the Orioles organization. The 2-1 pitch. Half swing, he went. Called a strike as well, outside corner, it's 2-2. McDermott is very articulate about the fact and doesn't shy away that he understands the gravity. The 2-2 is down and away. Runs the count full. He said, I know it's important. This trade specifically and how important Trey was to the Orioles organization as a person and as a player. The 3-2 down and away. And Peguero up. He draws the walk. So walk given up by McDermott. And a runner now at first with one out here in the top. Leads 3-1. As Connor Scott will step in. McDermott, his first point after understanding how important Manny was to the organization. He says a lot to him, of course, but he doesn't want to come to Trey Mancini. He doesn't want people to necessarily see it as a return Mancini. Say, oh, well, we have to compare him, Trey Mancini, because of this, this, and this. No. He has said simply, I'm a different player. I'm a person. Runner takes off. First pitch of the strike. Throw to second is in time. Cody Robles Peguero. Ortiz snapped his way to Sates and applied the tag. 2-6 caught stealing is only the fifth time that arrow has been nabbed in 28. Roberts is his 18th stolen base in 50 attempts. This is up and away. Balls and no strikes. But McDermott said, he's an outfielder. McDermott's a pitcher. He's his own player. I'm my own player. All McDermott wants to do is hit the organization to the best of his ability. The 1-1 misses down and in. Count to two balls and one strike, rather. McDermott, he's got his focus. He knows what he's about as the 2-pitch. Just misses side. That fastball skimmed the edge. Really looked like it could have gone, and it's a 3-1 now. As East's back up and moving in the Bowie bullpen. The 3-1. Miss, side fastball, and it's full. Bases are empty. There's two outs here in the top of the... McDermott has a possibility to set himself up for a win if he can retire this quick batter. But this will be it for him on set 4 pitches. It's far fewer than his previous two starts, however. The 3-2. Swing and a miss for strike. He got him with a high fastball. McDermott, thanks to a caught stealing following the walk, strikes out his batter and faces the minimum in the fifth in line for his first double-A win. For the fifth coming up, Bowie leads 3-1. Your Sox Baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisor. Document creation, output devices, and workflow to document security and store. Understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 01-577-1, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DC Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most students, and whether it's braces or Invisaligners, anyone can get the smile they've always had. Flexible payment options. With two countries leading orthodontists right here in the D area, we love to see Bay Sox fans with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com. Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Baseball specialists, base stealers, losers, cleanup hitters. Together, their teams stand out from the rest. This also helps set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case, a physical therapist, and more. All employee back to work. Contain cost premiums down. That's teamwork. Learn more, connect with your agent, or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEID.com.
Bottom of the ring. Always a pleasure to have you along for the broadcast. Sabatis with you from Prince George's State. So much for stopping by this as Bowie leads 3-1 over Elton. Bates will try to add on a little bit more against Holmes in his second inning of relief. Joey Ortiz will lead things off. RBI double in third inning on a 1-for-2 day. First pitch. And Ortiz watches a curveball called strike. Hits on the outside edge. Nothing in one to open. Joey Ortiz, Hudson Haskin, and then Cesar Prieto for Bowie here in this half inning as Bruce fires the next. 0-1, misses inside, and it's a ball and a strike. He's been shifted into a bit of a role after spending pretty much all in 21 as a starter. He does have some long relief appearances and a couple of spot starts. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and Ortiz is it over towards short. Picked on slightly over Peguero. A low throw gets to first in time. Ortiz beats it out and really came out slow from the hands of Peguero. And there's one away. Hudson Haskin. Omar Cruz is a fat pitcher. You have to see him live to understand what I'm talking about. Working out of the windup with no runners on base, he rocks back and forth, bound down on the balls of his feet. His pitch to Haskin misses high. Fastball looks fairly close at the left. Starts out at 1-0. 2-for-2 day for a run scored. That front foot and that back foot, they're just both bouncing. As the 1-0 pitch off back to the screen, it's 1-1. And while that happens, he holds the ball in glove the entire time. And they're rocking up and down. They'll go from waist to chest to waist to chest. It's kind of like a mechanism for Cruz, and it can help him off batters when he's working out of the windup. The 1-1 pitch to Haskin is fouled off to the right side. Just to a ball and two strikes on an inside fat. Can't use that when there are runners on base if you're moving that much, and especially if you take your foot over, as Cruz does. That'd be a balk. After a quick time before he gets into the box ahead of the 1-2 count. Base is empty, one away here in the bottom as Bowie leads 3-1. Only one hit, Altoona, 7 for the Bay Sox. Next pitch into Haskin is a curveball. Fell off inside. He rolled himself up on that and just got a piece. Well, pitches like that remind of a tool that the Bay Sox were using at the start of the season. Pretty much into the turnover into the second half. It had caught me a little confused when I first saw it around practice. The 1-2 pitch, and Haskin watches it. Change up just hits 2-2. So it's a tool that it just kind of, near the batting, pretty much every, it was a bat that didn't have its barrel. It was cut off roll, and instead of the barrel, it was a lot of rope as the 2-2 was a curveball called 3. Haskin knew it immediately. Second strikeout, Cruz. Eighth overall for Altoona pitching, and there's two away here in the fifth. But I was speaking with Abe Dashbach about the with the rope on it one day. I said, well, what's it for? It's very interesting to me. And he said, well, it helps you slow your swing down when you get through the zone if you misjudge a ball to go for a breaking ball. First pitch to Star Prieto is a bunt attempt, but foul. Prieto has just not been able to get his bunt right lately. Scouting report from opposing pitchers just right now. As Prieto only goes on the first pitch, I feel as if the pitchers understand that and serving him up anything that he can lay down. The 0-1 pitch. Prieto is high, and it's 1-1. Helps out on those curveballs. Haskin that inside-out swing on an inside curve. Still slowed his swing down enough to make contact on it. That was the point of that tool. The 1-1. Prieto foul off. bounces back to the screen and is 1-2. Easton Lucas is back to warming up in the bullpen for Bowie, so McDermott should most likely be done on a one-hit ball in line for his first double-A win. Has a right-hander tossing in the bullpen as well. As the 1-2 pitch comes in, Neto, and it's popped up. Out towards shallow left center, Peguero back, has to hop up and make the catch over the shoulder. Called left fielder, too. That was a tough play to nab. Done. Three up, three down with a Fromar Cruz in the fifth, and as we go sixth, Bowie leads 3-1. You're listening to Baseball.
Sky Shooter plays by ZY Pyrotech. Be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox game season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter display include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed play, much more. The night sky is limitless, so don't be shy. Give Z a try. Find out more by calling us at 510-328-1361 or visit us online, zpyrotechnics.com.
It's not baseball season, fireworks, and you can always kiss and best at Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a fun at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have got this season with 16 different ones to choose from. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com. You've got four fireworks in August to watch out for. Friday the 19th, Saturday the 20th, Friday the 6th, and Saturday the 27th. To see you there.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. All your residential and commercial pest needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 308-231-830 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
That's the end of the day for Jake Dermott as we move to the sixth inning here at Prince Stadium. A 3-1 Bowie lead. Strong performance from Mix to set himself up for his first double-A win. As long as Bowie can hold the five innings of just one hit, one run with four strikeouts and two walks for McDermott. I'll tell you about the new pitcher on the mound for Bowie. Off to Adam.
Thank you so much, Matt. It is none other than the 25-year-old left-hander, Easton Lucas. Will come up to the base side. He is 27th appearance of the year. He's 2-0 with a .30 ERA. Here's Matt Frazier in for the left, and he swings at a first pitch fastball and pops it up center of the diamond. Ortiz fighting the high sky to the catch on the in skin, right in field grass. One retired with, and now Jetriolo will stand in. So Lucas' first double A campaign. And he has really thrown well of late at, you know, early on in May and June as he deals a fastball strike at the knees. And they count nothing to one. He threw 10 scoreless innings in the month of July. And now a swing and a foul out of play on the right side. And he's ahead of two. And here in August outings, he's allowed one run in two-thirds innings. That run, though, was this week against this Altoona team. He throws fastball, fouled away on a line off the facade of the spoon, bouncing on down below. The Bay Sox have a 3-lead in the top of the sixth inning. The wide to the 0-2 from Lucas. Changeup line sharply. Base hit down the line and left, and it's all off the diagonal pad. It plays it and fires into third, but it's a sharp struck double off the of Triolo, and he's in scoring position with one down. And here's the second baseman, Nick Gonzalez. What an outstanding outing goal for Chase McDermott, who had struggled in his first times out with a base off, facing a very tuna lineup for a second consecutive start, and he one hit as a breaking, it's a wave and a miss from Liz. And the count is nothing. Kind of a tough. He did allow a run. He won. Triolo, a wild pitch allowed to second. And then with one down, that is where that one hit happened. The pitch. Fastball, a bit down low at 94 miles an hour. And the count evens in a strike. Rodriguez doubled on a line drive base into right off a curveball. That was high, almost chest high. What a great day, McDermott, though. Pitch. And a fat foul on a line back to the screen. Five innings, one run. One struck out, four. That is in for his first double-A win. If Bowie can get thing with the lead to the finish line here. Again, 3-1 the Bay Sox in this. Here's the pitch. And it's off the line, a fastball at 95 miles an hour. Well, when you look at Major League bullpens, you see guys that throw in the mid-90s, right? I mean, and to have a left-hander like that can get it up there, 94, 95, all right. I mean, he's got a chance at it. He delivers. And it's, ooh, just off the outside. Very close with a fastball. Ball three. She got such a great arm. He got an ability to stay on a run like this to elevate himself to the big leagues rather expeditiously. 3-2 the count is still to the play. Here to Gonzalez, who's 2-for-20 in this series, the former first rounder. Second trio, here's the pitch. And it's well down and away. An off-speed pitch badly. Ball four. So two men are on for a first time today for the curve. Here with one down. And now ND Rodriguez played. Altoona continues to warm under Pasentino. Well, there's a chance Omar's maybe exiting after two innings in his first appearance since June the 28th. Now Rodriguez switch hitter in for the right. Lucas Setz, here's the pitch. Curve ball strike at the top of the zone, nothing one. Rodriguez 1-for-2 today. And again, he's got six extra base hits in the series. Three homers and three doubles. The 0-1 coming. And a tapper foul right at the plate. May have hit the gear of Bowie's Cody Roberts. And the count is 0-2. You're in a double play turning situation here, but the shortstop Ortiz has swung around the hole. So if there is that brings Norby to his left, it will be tough to get out at second base. Norby's up the middle of the pitch. Breaking ball, bending down and inside. They hit the Rodriguez, but not the case. Thankfully so, count 1-2. Well, Lucas shakes off his catcher to the sign. And now the 1-2 to Rodriguez. Swinging a soft line drive foul. Off to the right side on the field of play. Really a good pitch. Off all on the inside part of the plate. And 94 miles an hour. He really did jam Rodriguez. And the count stays good. A left-handed batter, Sable, is on deck for here. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball fouled back line to the screen. Here, Rodriguez was kind of out in front of it, but he was able to take a flat-footed cut. Lighted off a big curveball on the outside part of the plate. Another 1-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball left side, and it scoots into left field. Turning third, Triolo for the plate. Hit throw, and not in time. Oh, Triolo goes crashing to the ground, and he's grabbing his left knee. Triolo has scored. The trainer of the curve is racing. And right as he's on home, maybe he's Scott Roberts, but he is in pain. And trainer Victor Silva was out instant. And Chu is unfortunately down after scoring for a second time today. Rodriguez's second RBI base hit to two. Boy, you hate to see. Hanging out. Tag here from the base side out. Mike's does not look good here for Triolo. And they are holding his left leg knee extremely stout. And they're going up the. And Triolo's not able to get off the field himself here. Well, going to bring the cart. It's something you almost never see in baseball. They're trying to stable leg for Triolo. And boy, my goodness, you hate to see it. 82 ball game. That ground ball had eyes. Prieto at third. He's it short, even though they were playing to pull. It got in between them. The fielder, Welk, made a strong throw for the. And hard to tell what caused 3-4 Triolo, but it was almost right as he touched late. His left leg and right around the knee. They are tending to now. Triolo has gone from his side to now sit on his backside. Yeah. Athletic trainer is putting her on the knee, testing it in a way. Have not yet brought anything onto the field to take trail, but here comes the cart. Now, zoom play. There will be runners at first and one down. In a 3-2 ball game, the Bay Sox lead it. Triolo will be exiting here. Just that it's not an injury that will devastating. Cost him the 3 weeks of the year, and then beyond that, affect his offseason. Triolo is on to it. And put any weight on that left leg. And he has now scooted himself onto the cart. Now Tuna's man and Kyron offering some support as Triolo is going away here. And they're going to take him away at a very slow clip. He is not more adversely affected here on this. My goodness, yeah, hate to see it, to put it mildly. So two men are on, one man is down. Altoona's chance here to come back and tie it even more in the inning. Austin Lucas is throwing a few warm-ups again after that lay. And he'll go to work against Blake Sable, a lefty-lefty matchup here in just a moment. Now they saw mostly sitting in the shade up near the top of the stand. Sunday afternoon gave a nice applause for Triolo as he was taking away there. Once again, we wish Jared lost, and hopefully it is not a significant injury. But you hate to see a ball player not be able to get off the field himself there. So here he has struck out twice today. Two men on, one man. The lead runner at second is Gonzalez. Infield at double play depth as Sable in opens to the left side. And here's Lynch. And a breaking ball miss and inside ball one. So Triolo started the rally with his line shot down the line in left. Alice Watt. And then it's Rodriguez. And RBI sinks. Sable lifts a foul. A high pop out of play left side. And the count one and one. And you kind of got to get back into the mindset of baseball now after that. A righty is on deck. Malcolm News. Sable to clear here. As Lucas added the letters. A one strike pitch coming. Here it is. Breaking ball getting away. A beautiful breaking ball. That would have been a called strike. And Sable went over the top of it. At 80 miles an hour. A count is one and two. As Lucas is one. And here's the breaking ball, and he got him. Sable tried to hold up on a pitch, bending it away, but he couldn't do so. He almost went all the way. And there's two down in the inning. What a huge strikeout after the long delay. And now two down. And here is Malcolm Nunez. And Bowie will swing Ortiz well deep in the hole at short again. Here's the, and it's down and inside. Blocking it in front of the plate. Roberts and the runners hold. Casting it first and second. And the count one here to Nunez. Homers in theories. Just traded for the deadline. Pirates. He's got four homers in his hand with the Altoona curve. One of them. And a curve ball bending down and inside for ball two. Huge power in the middle of the order when you've got Rodriguez playing third with 21 homers. Shackelford's on deck in the 624. 2-0 coming. Fastball popped him up. Up the third baseline coming in on Prieto and in foul ground. Hit the catch. Halfway between third and with it the inning is over. So Lucas Brown after a run was home and following the Triolo three. And we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Altoona will bring Tino. The pitcher, Bowie leads on the base side. Baseball Network.
Are you interested in beginning or on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe weld, HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any kind? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamers UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steam-602.org. Steamfitters-602.org.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox, best time at the ballpark. Bring your friend family out to celebrate and be the star. Dance on the dugout with Louie, games in the stadium, introduce a bat game, and you'll even get to have the sing for you. Bay Sox birthday, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-64-4880 or at baysox.com.
Time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Roy Farms. But less than a minute, get yourself a delicious hot cup, finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
So we head to the bottom sixth inning. A third pitcher is up here for the Altoona Curve. It's Passantino, who's 2 with a 4.03 ERA for his 14th outing of the year. As Jones is going to lead things off. Rhodes came in. Adam Hall defensively in the fifth inning. The Hall was out of the after that hit by pitch. We'll have a new third baseman here for the Curve. Andres Alves is in at base for the injured trio, and he'll bat in the number one spot in the order. Passantino into the wide pitch, and a breaking ball is part of the play, and a nothing and one. Here's the next one, and a breaking weak cut and a soft foul. A line back to the screen. 3-2, Bowie leads it in the bottom of the sixth inning. Rhodes had a good last night. He's hitting 208 in 15 AA games. The slow wind of the 0-2 pitch, and he takes hold of the ball. It looked like it's going to be strike three. An off-speed pitch on the outside corner appeared, but ball one. It lives to see another pitch. The catcher, Rodriguez, was up on the diamond there. The next one, on a curveball grounded, but foul outer. What a big looping curve. That was a 60-mile-an-hour pitch. That was not a knuckleball. That was almost an Ephus pitch. The count stays 1-2. The wind of the pitch to Rhodes. A lifted fly, shallow left. Frazier a bit over towards the line. Will make the catch. And retired one down in this sixth inning. Here is Cody Roberts. I have to hold ball right. He got hit. Almost looked like it was around the elbow on the right arm with a pitch in the fourth inning. Stayed in the game, but came out following. As here's the pitch. He ball strike on the inside. It's nothing in 1-2. Cody Rops. And then we saw the injury at the plate of Triolo. 0-1. And it's in there at the knees. Strike two. Thinking back, Triolo an inning prior. I mean, you take out collision from the runner coming and the catcher of the plate lead. That has injuries at the plate for Rush and for catchers as Rush fooled with another very slow come. And he swings over top of three. Santino getting two quick out. And now Toby Wolk will bat to the Bay Sox lead in this bottom of the sixth inning. The wide delivery. And Welk takes just off the outside. Ball one. Welk, there are 24 Penn State campuses. I didn't know many. My goodness. As there's a hot drive down the line and left. It's Case Ferentz trouble. Frazier backing up. And it is foul. Oh, just as the foul to the Chiro home run. And Johnson, the third base umpire, emphatically calling foul ball. The ball goes directly over foul pole. It's fair, but ruled to be just right of it, and Welk missed his fourth home run of the year by an eyelash. And Bay Sox manager Moore is having a talk with Evan Johnson after that one. The count 1-1. Boy, that would have been a nice run. Welk 1-for-2 with an RBI today. Of course, no of State Ridge, Pennsylvania. That in campus of Penn State. I didn't know they had 23 others. As there's a pitch down low and the count 1. And of course, Welk went one of those other campuses called Penn State Berks. Two Penn State campuses in the cities of East Towns. There's Penn State out. Here's the pitch. And it's down to 3. And off pitch. And there's also State Harrisburg. Well, if all of those satellite campuses have athletics, Penn State is a Division III. The 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball lifted, foul, and out of play. Off to the right side. And the count 4-2. Two outs, nobody on. Pasantino is first inning here. Atop the. White, here's the payoff pitch. Breaking ball line down the line and left, but curling. Foul point. Hitting the ball sharply. Nice now in this at bat. Oh, we'll see another 3-2 pitch up coming here. Priester went just 3 innings. Cruz 2. 3-2 coming. And it's down and away, ball 4. A breaking ball missing. And it's aboard. All earned walk there after a near homered at the beginning of that bat. Now Andrew Dashbach is going to stand in here for the base side. That was a 7-pitch bat for Welk. It's been a really good day for Dashbach. He's 2-for-2. Singling twice. Last at bat last night, he hit a huge homer in the 8th inning. At pitch, and he takes a strike at the bottom of the 2nd 1. Pasantino's not a pitch that's going to light up the ray gun, but almost everything he throws has movement. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, getting away. Way out in front was Bach on a 67-mile-an-hour. You can't even get a speed hit with that pitch. You might have to drive in the right lane with that. Count nothing in 2. Here it comes. And it's and away, this time at 84 miles. Was that a cutter or a slider? Dash is seeing basically only that little 84-mile cutter and then the extreme curve. First Welk. And now the 1-2 coming. And it's off the outside. A fastball again right there in the 80s. Three to the Bay Sox lead it in the 6th. Here's the pitch. Ball grounded to short. Piguero's got it. Underhand to second for the first. And with it, the inning is over. So we hit 7th inning here at Prince George's State. The Bay Sox are hanging on. They lead it 3-2 on the Bay Sox baseball.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with Wheat Motions all season. Tuesdays are Militiation Night. Purchase a box seat at Fist with a proof of service, and you'll only pay nice. Bring along your furry friend on Wolf Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour every Thursday from 5 to 6. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts, beer specials throughout the year, and music to get your night started. It's a time at the ballpark, so get your ticket at BaySox.com.
When your commercial project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls the plumbers of Local 5 Washington C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well tradesmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs and well, you need the Plumbers 5 Washington, D.C. Partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumber.org.
Well, it's-
the baseball season winds down, that means we've got to get ready for football. Friday, September 9th, is Sox football kickoff night at Prince George's Stadium. Getting ready for the college season and the pro season, the Bay Sox will be giving away a special Adley Rutschman. Remember, Adley played college football before the Orioles. It's a free bobblehead for the first 50 fans ages 13 and up. So be sure to join the Bay Sox football kickoff night on Friday, September 9th. Get your tickets at baysox.com.
To the seventh inning, we got a good one. Bowie leading. Luke is back to work, and this is set of work. Here's Aaron Shackelford, power hitter, and he takes breaking ball strike. As he gets ahead, nothing and one. Chase McDermott, the Bay Sox here, allowed only one run in five innings. As Shackelford's a foul, straight back play, nothing and two. Right-hander Jensen Elliott is now struck in the Bay Sox pen. As Lucas with the 0-2 pitch. He got on the a breaking ball bending down and away. Strike three, well outside of the zone. And there's one down. And here now is Leover Peguero. Well, hasn't had a very good series in totality, but Peguero did have a big RBI single in Altoona's 3-run 10th inning last night as he takes up and away ball one. He's got three hits in 18 at-bats, and he's struggled defensively at shortstop at times as well. The 1-0 coming, and a big swing and a miss through a changeup. And the count even, 0 to ball and a strike. Last night it was a 4-1 game, and John Rhodes had a hard ground ball right at Peguero. It would have been a double play to end the inning, as there's a lifted foul fly out of play to the right. Off a fastball, and the count wanted two. And Peguero just booted it. And Bowie would end up scoring two more runs in the inning. It was almost, in the end, a critical play in the game. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball in. That was on the plate, on the inside corner. And all of a sudden, Lucas is finding it. He's struck out now three of the last four faced as Connor Scott comes to the plate. 3-2, Bowie leads, top of the seventh, two outs, nobody on, as Scott stands in from the left side. Scott, we talked about his incredible catch over the wall to save the game in the ninth, but he had two great catches earlier in the game as well, including a sliding catch on the warning track against Kowser as he swings through a curveball down, and the count nothing and one. And right now that pitch is just flummoxing the curve. The curve can't hit the curve. See what I said there? 0-1 coming. And there's another curve, cut on a miss, nothing and two. That time right down the middle. Boy, Altoona had a chance. Two men on, one down. Down by one in the sixth. And Lucas got a strikeout of Sable and a pop out in foul ground from the five-hole hitter in Nunez. The count 0-2 to Scott. Lucas into the wind. Here's the pitch. Check swing and a curve in the dirt. He went too far. Strike three. Picking it up, Roberts. He lays a tag on Scott. And with it, the inning is over. So Lucas strikes out the side, and that curve was outstanding. And we head to the bottom of the seventh, top of the order, coming up for the Bay Sox. 3-2, Bowie leads on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right at the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Colton Kouser batting. Addy takes a strike on the outside part of the plate. And the count, nothing and one. Top of the order, Kouser, Norby, and Ortiz against Pasentino. As it's off the outside now, delivered at 79 miles an hour. A changeup, count one and one. Kouser has struck out twice and walked in the game today. Kind of an uneven afternoon, the pitch. And he takes just off the outside. Ball two. Really, the last two nights, it's been the bottom of the Bay Sox order that sparked the club offensively. Kouser and Norby were incredible at the beginning of the week. 2-1. Swing and a miss on a pitch thigh high, maybe just off the outside. And a count 2-2. You are so used to seeing pitches in the 90s. And here's Pasentino, a guy that throws in the low to mid-80s. The wind of the 2-2 pitch, and it's down low, a fastball missing at 85. He just mixes and matches those Pasentino. 3-2 the count. He's into the wind. He delivers. Swinging a ball lifted well to right, but Shackelford's there. Looking into the sun, he'll make the catch. As Kouser gave it a ride, but not just enough. And one retired, and here is Connor Norby. That was right at the bottom of the strike zone over the heart of the play. Kouser just didn't get the fat part of the bat on it. Just did miss it. Now here is Norby. He's 0 for 3 today. And the pitch. And he swings and lifts a foul fly out of play to the right. Nothing and one. You know what stands out to me about Norby? He's got such natural power, and he does so at a position that you don't usually see that from as a second baseman. As he swings and rockets a line drive to left, it's down, playing it on a hop. Frazier, he drops it for a moment, but he'll get it in quickly, and Norby's going to hold for a single. 101 off the bat. You think back to players of Norby's ilk, as here's Joey Ortiz. And one guy that comes to mind for me, a former Minnesota Twin, maybe outstanding ball player, maybe about 10 years ago in the bigs, Brian Dozier. Remember him? Norby just hits the ball a ton. And does it as a second baseman. Maybe a guy like Brett Boone pitch. And it's down and away, ball one. He was a little bit further back of the Mariners about 20 years ago. Whereas Brett Boone's brother, Aaron Boone, is the current New York Yankees manager. But if Norby is going to be a Dozier-type player, I mean, that's a big league all-star player. So that's enormous praise. And that's enormous news as well for the Orioles, right? 1-0 coming. And a breaking ball flutters a bit low, ball two. Now the question is, can Norby be that type of player? What he has done at AA has been incredibly encouraging. The count 2-0 to Ortiz, here's the pitch. And a slow curve strike. just fluttering up there at 68 miles an hour. And the count 2-1. Infield hoping to turn two here. Here's the pitch. Norby's running. Slow curve grounded towards short. Piguero's got it. Only play to first. The throw. And out at first on a bang bang play. So Norby aggressively running. And that keeps Bowie out of the double play. It's a little thing. But when you've got a pitcher that throws without a lot of velocity, if you get a good jump, that's an easy steal. And Norby got a great jump. But in the end, that keeps Bowie out of the inning-ending double play. And now Hudson asking, will bat. As the catcher Rodriguez goes out to talk to Pasentino here, runner at second and two down in the seventh inning. 3-2, the Bay Sox lead it. Bowie took the lead in the bottom of the second inning, and they've held on since. Big, big ball game today. The Bay Sox are 3-2 so far this week in this series. As from the stretch, Pasentino delivers, and he misses off the outside. Took a little bit off at 76, count 1-0. Haskin and Dashbach are the two Bay Sox that have multi-hit games already. Hudson is 2-for-3. He's really swinging it right now. The 1-0 pitch. He swings and lifts a high foul pop out of play right side. And the count evens here at 1-1. Harrisburg has taken the lead over Erie in the eighth inning. How about that? They're actually in the top of the eighth, but it was a 2-0 ball game. And I think we're going to have a pitch clock violation. And the count is, I believe, 2-2. It is pitch clock violation on Pasentino. Now the 2-1. And it's just off the outside, ball three. Now Harrisburg leads 3-2, top of the eighth, and Erie is threatening. Two men on, nobody out. Richmond and Akron are 2-2, tied in the fifth. Again, Akron four back of Bowie and Erie, who are tied. Slow curve. It's in high in the air to left field. Did he get it? Frazier going back. He's at the track and nearing the wall. Frazier makes the catch. A long fly ball out off the bat of Hudson Haskin. And we go to the eighth inning. Still 3-2 Bowie as the Bay Sox will bring in a reliever here right after this on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Welcome back to Prince George's Stadium. We've got a new pitcher coming on in Jensen Elliott. He takes over for Easton Lucas, who allowed just one run on two hits in two solid innings. And now for the call of this eighth with Bowie on top 3-2. Here's Matt Sabatis.
Jensen Elliott, a 6'6", 231-pound right-hander, 19th-round draft selection in 2019 from Oklahoma State. Fires a pitch to Matt Frazier, and it misses down and inside for a ball, 1-0 to open. 9-1-2, two up in the Altoona lineup, starting with Frazier. Then Andres Alvarez will get his first plate appearance after replacing Jared Triolo. Nick Gonzalez will bat after that if anyone reaches Andy Rodriguez. Bowie needing to hold the line right now as the 1-0 pitch comes home, and it's poked back to Elliott. Ricochets off of his chest and goes to first base. He underhands to Elliott, but it's late. That'll be an infield single, 98 miles an hour off the bat, and the tying run opens the inning on base. Elliott had just a slow enough reaction time on it that he wasn't able to get there. It was too high. And they're going to check on him, of course, as you have to do for the pitcher. He's walking slowly back to the mound. Here comes the athletic trainer, Lindsey Birchfield. And Bowie really can't use this right now. It looks like Elliott is saying it got his armpit. He's pulling up that right arm. That's his throwing arm. So, of course, that's going to get a little extra attention if it had been the other one. They probably wouldn't have been as concerned, but they're probably going to let him take a couple of warm-up tosses, at least one, to see if he feels any discomfort. While Bowie is really having to ride the line right now. Altoona had a tying run at second base in the sixth inning with only one out. Fortunately, Easton Lucas was able to strand that runner as Elliott takes one warm-up toss. Sees how that armpit feels, and now he'll try for another one. We're waiting on Andres Alvarez to dig in. The next warm-up throw looks fine, but looks like they're still going to give him at least one more, or maybe not. Now he's back talking with the athletic trainer, and it looks like Birchfield and Kyle Moore are going to head back to the dugout. So Bowie can go ahead and breathe a sigh of relief here. But right now they need to make sure that that first batter doesn't go anywhere. Matt Frazier is a perfect 15 for 15 this season when it comes to his stolen base attempts. Cody Roberts caught the only stolen base attempt earlier today when Leover Peguero tried to swipe second in the fifth inning. And you need to be careful with Frazier. So Alvarez will bat. Jared Triolo was lifted with an injury about two innings ago. First pitch here. Misses down and away. Fastball starts to count out at 1-0. Alvarez this season with a .226 batting average, but with 19 home runs, 46 runs batted in. Jensen Elliott on the season, 26 appearances, a 6-2 record with a 4.22 ERA. He fires the 1-0 pitch, and it's swung on and fouled. Just on the front end of the bat as it rolls over to the right side, a ball and a strike now. 42 2/3 innings for Elliott. He's only struck out 27 batters. He's walked 13, allowed 4 home runs. This is a save situation. Elliott has blown 3 saves. He's only converted 2 opportunities. Here's the 1-1. Slider down and away. 2 balls and a strike. Elliott is coming off of a hold earlier in this series that did see him allow a run. That was the first of Bowie's 3 consecutive wins as they took down Altoona 7-5 on Wednesday. Elliott came in for the 8th inning. Allowed a leadoff triple in that 8th. 2-1 pitch. Misses outside. 3 balls and a strike. Triolo finishes his day 1-for-2. He scored both of Altoona's runs after walking in the 4th, going to 2nd on a wild pitch and scoring on a double. Then he doubled in the 6th and scored on Andy Rodriguez's single. Pickoff throw to 1st, does not see a tag. Frazier was hopping, but he wasn't actually taking that big of a secondary lead. He was just bouncing a little bit on the balls of his feet there, back and forth. As Elliott sets behind that right ear, 3-1 pitch. Is popped up. Right side of the infield. Dashbach shading his eyes from the sun into foul territory. He pulls it down. That one probably only got up about 70 feet on the line before Dashbach got to it. And that's a good way to record the first out. So now Nick Gonzalez. Prior to his appearance against Altoona earlier this week. Elliott was on a good run. He had strung together 5 1/3 consecutive scoreless innings. But over that span, he only struck out 2 batters. He's been such a hard contact pitcher this season. I think that's what's led to him having the most blown saves on the team. First pitch into Gonzalez is a slider called for strike on the inside edge. It's nothing and one. But it's also what's led to him having the most wins on the team at the same time. There have been a handful of moments where Elliott has come in, maybe blown a save, but earned a win because the game was tied. He never allowed the opposing team to take the lead. The 0-1 pitch. Gonzalez watches down and away a fastball. It's 1-1. It's an 0-for-2 day for Gonzalez with a walk in the sixth inning. But after Elliott had taken that comebacker off of his chest, Bowie is still a little concerned. They have Connor Loprich warming in the bullpen if things don't go smoothly. The 1-1. Outside. 2 balls and a strike here on Gonzalez. As Bowie leads 3-2 here in the top of the eighth inning. 4 hits for Altoona, 8 hits for Bowie. And the Bay Sox still having some of that trademark trouble in leaving runners on base. The 2-1. Swing and a foul. Got a piece back to the screen. Runs the count to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altoona is 2-for-6 with runners in scoring position today. Bowie is 4-for-12. They've already left on 7, which is just about their season's average. But of those 7, 3 have been in scoring position, including 2 at third base. Runner at first, 1 away. Elliott looks for his first punch out. Pitch home. Lifted on a fly out toward right center field. Running back and curling on it, Rhodes. They're stopping at the wall, and it's off the center fielder's glove. Falls into play. The runner will go to third. Nearly runs through the stop sign, but it's a double for Nick Gonzalez. Tying run is at third base. Go-ahead run is at second. 12th double of the season for Gonzalez. And no breathing room now for Jensen Elliott. Let's see if he stays in this game. The infield will play in for Andy Rodriguez, who's tormented Bowie pitching this series, as he has pretty much every pitcher he's faced in the Eastern League. 2-for-3 day with a double, a single. He's driven in both Altoona runs. First pitch home, and it's a called strike. Fastball came right down Broadway, nothing and one to open. Rodriguez already with 5 extra base hits in this series and 8 RBI on 3 home runs. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Check swing, slider down and away. Appeal to the third base umpire, holds him up. A ball and a strike now. If you're Elliott at this point, you just want to keep those sliders and those sinkers primarily low. Here's the 1-1. Change up outside, well outside. And it's 2 balls and a strike. Runners at second and third, still only one out. Leadoff infield single by Matt Frazier, a comebacker off of the pitcher. Pop out in foul territory, and then a double to right center field by Nick Gonzalez. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Up and away. 3 balls and a strike. Bowie has not been having a good pitching homestand, which can be frustrating to say considering at the start of this homestand, their pitching staff was the best in minor league baseball in the second half. The 3-1. Line to left field, a base hit. Altoona ties the game. They may take the lead. Welk throws it home. The throw is in time, and they tag out the lead runner. The game is tied, though. An outstanding throw by Toby Welk nails Gonzalez on a 7-2 outfield assist. Welk's first outfield assist of the season, but Elliott has blown the save. It's 3-3. Third hit of the day for Rodriguez. He's driven in every single run for Altoona, and that takes away what would have been a well-earned win for Chase McDermott. He's going to have to try again for his first AA win another day. And that's the end of the day for Elliott. Faces 4 batters, records 1 out. Picks up the second one on an outfield assist. And as Connor Loprich comes in, we've got a new batter, Blake Sable. We'll try and do something. 3-3 here in the top of the eighth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bay Sox and is celebrating 25 years of providing custom lawn care and pest control programs with guaranteed results for residential and commercial lawns. Mention this ad and receive a discount on your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Visit our website at onthegreeninc.com or call 410-695-0444. Let's go, Bay Sox and On the Green, Inc., your lawn care team.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Well, the Bowie bullpen unable to hold the line this afternoon as we continue on with the top of the eighth inning. Bay Sox had a 3-1 lead, but it's 3-3. Jensen Elliott came in thanks to an outfield assist, was able to record two outs, but did allow a run on three hits, and he is liable for potentially one more. As Connor Loprich comes in for Bowie, the line on Elliott is not yet final. Runner at first belongs to him, but only two-thirds of an inning for Elliott. He allowed three hits at the moment, one run. He didn't strike anyone out, didn't walk anyone. But it's his fourth blown save. It's the most on the team. As Loprich takes over with two outs to face off against Blake Sable, a 6'3", 215-pound right-hander, Connor Loprich, traded over from Pittsburgh for cash considerations back in 2020. On the season, he's made 26 appearances, gone 1-1 with a 4.74 ERA. Righty on lefty with Sable. And they hold for time a brief moment. One of the ball boys hadn't gotten back into the dugout. He was cleaning something up in front of the Bay Sox dugout. So now we're ready. First pitch in, and it misses down and away. Count starts out at 1-0 on Sable, who's 0-3 with a trio of strikeouts. Loprich has 62 and two-thirds innings. 65 strikeouts, 25 walks this year. As the 1-0 pitch is lined to left field, a base hit. Rodriguez to second base. Sable extends his hit streak to 11 consecutive games. Loprich still an opportunity for a clean finish to this inning, but now the go-ahead run is in scoring position for Altoona. Loprich has allowed 10 home runs. Do always keep that in mind, but always keep in mind that he's only allowed two home runs since the start of June. You can look at his overall season line, but you do want to dissect it from those first 2 months and these last 3 months. First pitch to Malcolm Nunez misses down, and the count starts out at 1-0. Nunez 0-3 on the day, popped out to the third baseman in foul territory his last time up. But Loprich, since the start of June, has had an ERA south of 2. He's been one of the best relievers for Bowie. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball popped up. Out towards shallow right center. Going to be tough. Norby's running out. Out the right fielder, and it's down. One run scores. Altoona takes the lead. RBI singling in no man's land for Malcolm Nunez, and it's 4-3. Four consecutive singles for the curve. Nunez has hits in three consecutive games now. 10 of his last 11. It's his 14th RBI. And now here's Shackelford. 0-3 for Shackelford. He struck out swinging back in the seventh inning. First pitch home, and Shackelford swings and misses on a curveball outside. It's nothing and one. That run charged to Elliott. So two-thirds of an inning for Elliott. He'd allowed two runs. That closes his line. The runners at first and third are Loprich's now to deal with. Here's the 0-1. Shackelford fouls it off behind the screen. It's off of the gutter, just above the sweet level, and runs the count quickly to nothing and two. So Bowie's going to be down to their last six outs, a game they had a two-run lead in. They've now got to try and take a lead late once again. O-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. Altoona scores twice in the top of the eighth inning to jump ahead. As we go to the bottom of the eighth, Bowie trails 4-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
From bug bites to burns, fevers to flu, and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
It's a drastically different eighth inning that the Bowie Bay Sox did not want to happen. As we move to the bottom of the frame here at Prince George's Stadium, Bowie suddenly finds themselves down 4-3, a game that they entered leading 3-2. They had a 3-1 lead in the sixth as well. Altoona makes a pitching change as Tanaj Thomas takes over. Jeffrey Pasentino is done, and at this moment he is in line for a win. Pasentino fired two scoreless innings with a hit, a strikeout, and a walk. Right-hander Tanaj Thomas faces off against Cesar Prieto to start. First pitch in, and Prieto bounces it towards second base, deep in the hole where it's backhanded by Gonzalez. He fires low to first, but it's in time. 0-for-4 day for Cesar Prieto. Tanaj Thomas is a 6'4", 210-pound, 23-year-old right-hander from Freeport in the Bahamas. He was traded over from Cleveland back in 2018. On the season for Altoona, Thomas has made 33 appearances, gone 4-4 with a 2.93 ERA. First pitch to John Rhodes is flown out toward right field. Up the line, Aaron Shackelford sprinting to foul ground, and it's out of play. Touches down in front of the Bay Sox bullpen. Nothing and one to start. This is Rhodes' second plate appearance after Adam Hall got hit by a pitch in the fourth inning and scored. And that was the last Bowie run. Rhodes flew out to left field his first time up in the sixth inning. Thomas has 46 innings under his belt this season. He struck out 48 batters and walked only 17. He has allowed three home runs, and in four opportunities, he has two saves, two blown saves. This is his second appearance of the season, and he was pretty much perfect a few days back. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and Rhodes watches a called strike. Slider on the lower outside corner, it's nothing at two. Thomas came in midway through the seventh inning after Emmanuel Mejia had allowed a walk and a single to score a run. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Popped him up. On the infield right side, Nunez shading from the sun, finds it in the sun, and makes the catch in fair territory. Two away. Thomas came in with a runner at third, allowed a run to score on a sacrifice fly. But including that sacrifice fly, he retired all six batters that he faced, including two strikeouts. But we still won that game 11-8. But right now they trail 4-3. Here's Cody Roberts. First pitch, swing and a miss. Change up down and away. It's nothing and one. The Bay Sox have not been the best team this season when it comes to offense late in game, as the 0-1 pitch misses well down and away. Count moves to a ball and a strike now. Seventh, eighth, and ninth innings, the Bay Sox have a batting average and an average runs per inning well below their overall season averages. They do not do well against opposing bullpens. The 1-1 misses up and away, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. And again, the Bay Sox all season only have two wins in which they entered the last two innings, so the eighth or ninth innings, with a deficit. The 2-1 misses down, and it's three balls and a strike here on Roberts. The Bowie has not been a good team at overcoming those deficits late. Tie games, yeah, it's up in the air. Bowie has a handful of walk-off wins. Most of them have been when the game has been tied for some time. The 3-1, Roberts watches a called strike. That one, questionable. Fastball around the knees. You can see it go either way, but it runs the count full here with bases empty and two outs. And Roberts asks for a quick time. Bowie as a team only has a .233 batting average in the eighth inning compared to .250 overall. That .250 mark leads the Eastern League. The 3-2, Roberts swings and misses. Bay Sox go down in order in the eighth. Top of the ninth coming up. They trail 4-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Well, as the baseball season winds down, that means we've got to get ready for football. Friday, September 9th, it's the Bay Sox football kickoff night at Prince George's Stadium. Getting ready for the college season and the pro season, the Bay Sox will be giving away a special Adley Rutschman bobblehead. Remember, Adley played college football before he joined the Orioles. It's a free bobblehead for the first 750 fans ages 13 and up. So be sure to join the Bay Sox football kickoff night on Friday, September 9th. Get your tickets at BaySox.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Top of the ninth inning here at Prince George's Stadium as Bowie trails 4-3. First pitch from Connor Loprich misses down and away to Leover Peguero, 1-0 to start. Bowie needs a scoreless inning right now. They're going to need some magic in the bottom of the ninth as they came into the eighth inning with a 3-2 lead and couldn't hold it. The 1-0 Peguero watches a called strike. Slider was nice enough to hit the bottom edge of the zone, and it sets the count even at one. Altoona is getting a right-hander throwing in their bullpen. J.C. Flowers will come in to try for the save. As the 1-1 pitch to Peguero is swung on and missed. Slider down and away again. It's 1-2. After Peguero, back-to-back lefties with Connor Scott and Matt Frazier set to bat. Peguero is 0-2. A strikeout, a walk. He got caught stealing second base. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. An inside slider from Connor Loprich. Great pitch there for his second strikeout. 10th on the day for Bowie pitching. And now here's Connor Scott, also 0-3. Infield plays pretty wide, a little bit on the shift side, so a decent hole up the middle for the left-hander. Scott has struck out twice. He grounded out to second base back in the third. First pitch in from Loprich is fouled off. Hits back to the screen. It's nothing and one. Well, I've got to be more mindful as the final six home games of the regular season approach after today. Following Yesterday and the day before, the only two times all season we'd seen a foul ball come into the broadcast booth. Here's a bouncer to first, taken on one hard hop by Andrew Dashbach. He has to sprint to first, and he gets there. Beats out Connor Scott with an excellent unassisted putout. Second out of the frame, Loprich was just a little bit delayed on the jump, and it was tough to beat Scott. He had a great jump out of the box as well. So now here's Matt Frazier, but yeah, I'm going to be more careful now. After seeing the last foul ball in the first inning yesterday bounce right in front of the booth and somehow just thread the needle to a small gap to the right side of my chair. First pitch to Connor Scott is called a strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. And then the day before, one bounced in just about 3 feet to my left. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Grounded through the hole to the right side. Diving attempt by Connor Norby, but it was past him anyway. Base hit. Frazier picks up his second hit of the day. It's already the ninth for Altoona. Six of them have come within the last six outs. So now with a runner at first and two away, Andres Alvarez will bat. He popped out to first base in foul territory back in the eighth inning. But again, only six more home games after this one. Bowie hits the road tomorrow. They'll be spending their entire Monday off day traveling. First pitch to Alvarez, misses down, and it's 1-0 to start. Bay Sox will be on the road up through the turnpike into northwest Pennsylvania to face off against the Erie Seawolves. It's going to be a massively important six-game series between the top two teams in the Southwest Division. 1-0 pitch is popped up. Skied out toward foul ground, left side, Welk running on it, into the bullpen, but he's just out of room. He tried to reach up above the wooden retaining wall there, but it was on the grass in just behind, I believe, the actual relievers for Altoona. And it runs the count even at one on that foul ball. Welk saw it the whole way. That still just came up short. Not any fault of his own. 1-1 here on Alvarez as Bowie trails 4-3 in the top of the ninth inning. Runner at first, two away. Here's the next. Swing and a miss. Tried to stop it, but he couldn't. On a slider down and away, Alvarez was well through the zone. Probably about three-quarters of the way before he finally got the message to the rest of his body. But it's a ball and two strikes now. Let's see if Frazier takes off. Pitch home, he stays put, and it's swung on and missed for strike three. Tried to check it again, but it was still too far. Alvarez could not stop against Loprich's sliders. Bottom of the ninth coming up. Bowie needs one to tie, two to win. We'll see if they can get it done. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
We're on to the bottom of the ninth inning here at Prince George's Stadium as the Bowie Bay Sox. We're only six outs away from picking up a win, but now they're three outs away from being served a loss. They trail 4-3 to the Altoona curve. Toby Welk will lead off for Bowie. 8-9-1 in the lineup against the new pitcher, J.C. Flowers. First pitch, and Welk watches a called strike. Fastball in the lower outside corner, it's nothing and one. Defensive changes for Altoona to make note of as Lolo Sanchez has entered the game, the 0-1. Misses high, it's 1-1. Lolo Sanchez replaces Aaron Shackelford. Shackelford was in right field, but Sanchez goes to left field. Matt Frazier goes to center field. Connor Scott goes to right field. So just a straight shift pretty much. As the next pitch to Welk misses outside, it's 2-1. J.C. Flowers still in as Tanaj Thomas is done after one perfect inning of relief in the eighth. He struck out a batter, the 2-1. Slider misses outside, it's 3-0. J.C. Flowers is a 6'3", 185-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Orange Park, Florida. He holds, fires the 3-1, and Welk slaps it foul to the right side, fills the count up. Flowers, a fourth-round draft selection in 2019 from Florida State. On the season for Altoona, 32 appearances, a 7-5 record, a 2.63 ERA. The 3-2, called strike three. Change up in the upper outside corner. Welk watched it. Flowers starts with a strikeout. It's the 11th on the day for Altoona pitching. And Bowie's down to the last two outs. Here's Andrew Dashbach. Flowers has 68 and a third innings under his belt this year. 61 strikeouts, 23 walks. He's allowed 5 home runs and 4 save opportunities. He's converted 3 and blown 1. First pitch to Andrew Dashbach. Misses down and away. And it's 1-0 to start. Dashbach had a game-tying solo home run in the 8th inning last night. In an even more dire situation, does he perhaps have it again? As the 1-0 pitch is called a strike. Fastball on the outside edge. It's 1-1. Infield and outfield both playing Dashbach deep right now as the 1-1 is outside. 2-0. 9 pitches have been thrown by J.C. Flowers. Bowie has swung at exactly one of them. Here's the 2-1. Outside, 3-1. 10 pitches, only one swing. Flowers is making his second appearance of this series. As he fires the 3-1, Dashbach swings and misses on a fastball up and in. Dashbach still does not have a base hit on a full count this season. He's run at least 60 plate appearances full. He doesn't have a hit. He walks in about a third of them, strikes out in half of them. The 3-2. Pop foul, out of play to the right side, and the count stays full. As Bowie trails 4-3 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. They had a 3-2 lead in the eighth. They had a 3-1 lead in the sixth. Another payoff pitch, and Dashbach fouls it off to the right side. After him, it'll be Colton Gauser to bat. Gauser is in need of a breakout hit right now. Not too much wind left on what's been a nice sunny day here at the ballpark. As Flowers holds ready, Dashbach into the box, and another payoff is driven up the line foul. Gets out of play to the right side. Dashbach getting a handle on a down and in fastball. But still not able to keep it between the foul lines. We'll set for another payoff. This is the eighth pitch of the plate appearance. Here it comes. Swinging a piece, hits off of the catcher's glove and skips away. Andy Rodriguez pounds the dirt, frustrated that he couldn't hold on because it extends the plate appearance for another pitch. Gives Dashbach a chance on that fastball outside. Flowers, though, has been feeding fastball. Let's see if he tries for a slider. Another 3-2. Swinging a bouncing ball to third, but foul. Just up the line, and it would have gotten past Alvarez. Or he might have let up once he heard the foul call, as it was skipping. But the count stays. We've extended into double digits on this plate appearance. There was a time at the start of the season, the first 2 months, and it still holds today that Andrew Dashbach had the highest pitches per plate appearance on the team. And in the Eastern League, the 3-2, up and away for ball four. Dashbach is one to drive a plate appearance full more than anyone. Draws nearly 5 pitches per plate appearance. And after 11 pitches, he makes it work here. Back to the top of the lineup for Colton Cowser, representing a potential winning run. The tying run is at first, with one out here in the bottom of the ninth. Flowers come set. The first pitch home. A flinch down and inside, and it's 1-0. I mentioned it in the last inning. Bowie does not have many games in which they trailed entering the last two innings of a game, so the eighth or ninth innings, and still won. The 1-0, Cowser holds up on a high fastball. They appeal on it, and it's confirmed. 2 balls and no strikes. Bowie only has 2 wins all season in which they were down in the eighth or ninth and still won the game. But on the inverse, games that they had a lead in the last 2 innings, eighth or ninth, and they've lost 11. The 2-0. Cowser drills it. Deep out to right center field. Frazier's running back. Colton Cowser says goodbye, Altoona. A walk-off two-run home run. And the Bay Sox win it 5-4. A Gatorade shower at home plate, a wet jersey, and now a full ice bucket bath to go along with it. The bullpen's cleared, the dugout's cleared, and Cowser's finally done it. The first walk-off home run of the season for Bowie. And they secure the series with Altoona, 5-4, for their 6th walk-off win of the year. A stunning finish for the Bay Sox to close out Sunday strong. Well, Cowser's lost the jersey now, and he's still making sure he high-fives everyone that made their way out of the dugout. 108 miles an hour off of the bat, and 434 feet away from home plate for Colton Cowser. An astonishing finish. One of his best home runs of the season, 10th overall here in AA. And the Bay Sox get it done and take 4 of 6 from the Altoona curve. We've got a lot to discuss on what was a miraculous win for Bowie this evening. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's head back to the ballpark,
with Matt Savadas.
An astonishing finish this afternoon as we get rolling with Bay Sox postgame here from Prince George's Stadium. A 5-4 walk-off win for Bowie. Colton Cowser collecting the sixth walk-off win of the season for the Bay Sox and the first walk-off home run of the year. It was the first Bay Sox walk-off home run since Yusniel Diaz did it against New Hampshire in 2019. Yeah, it's been some time.
It has been some time. That's something.
And Bowie was able to secure this six-game series with Altoona at the last possible moment. With a runner at first and one out, Cowser demolished one. But we've got a lot to talk about. Get you the full story of this game as we get rolling with Bay Sox postgame. Alongside Adam Pohl, I'm Matt Savadas with you from the ballpark. And Bowie, let's recap. Go all the way back in time to the faraway land of 1:08 p.m. when first pitch came home from Chase McDermott to Jared Triolo. It was a strike, and eventually it was a perfect first inning for McDermott. Two flyouts and a ground out in the bottom of the first. Bowie got a leadoff walk, but Colton Cowser was caught stealing, and the Bay Sox only sent the minimum to the plate against Quinn Priester. A perfect second inning to follow from Chase McDermott gave Bowie the opportunity in the second to score. After Hudson Haskin opened with an automatic double to left center field, Cody Roberts picked up a big single, and Bowie was able to capitalize on some more defensive troubles from Altoona. Looks back Haskin once, and now the 1-0 pitch. Roberts rips it up the third baseline. Diving grab by Jared Triolo. He tries to send the ground to first, but it's late and it gets by. Haskin will come home to score. A single and an error to give Bowie the 1-0 advantage. So no RBI on that, of course, but Bowie was ahead, and that's what mattered. Top of the third was still perfect for McDermott. Retired the first nine batters, his best start so far. And in the bottom of the third, Bowie gave him another. After Andrew Dashbach led off with a single, he moved to second on a wild pitch and stole third base. That's probably the most surprising thing of it all. He eventually came home after two strikeouts when Joey Ortiz picked up this double.
As now the 1-0 pitch. Swinging a ball, driven towards the alley, in right center, it's down. Dashbach scores, Ortiz for second, a throw, a slide, and he's in there safely. It's a two-out RBI double, and the Bay Sox have a 2-0 lead.
So 2-0 Bowie, things looking good. But in the top of the fourth, second trip through the order is where McDermott ran into a slight hiccup. Walked his first batter, the first batter of the fourth, Jared Triolo. Wild pitch pushed him to second base, and that was just enough space for Andy Rodriguez to drive him in.
They really swung around the pole. Ortiz is up the middle, the Bowie shortstop. Norby around to the right side as a breaking ball's line towards right center. And it's down, a base hit. Turning third to score, Triolo. Rodriguez for second. Haskins' throw is too high, and Rodriguez slides in safely. It's another extra base hit. An RBI double, and Altoona is within one. It's a 2-1 ball game.
And spoiler alert, Andy Rodriguez is going to pop up a lot in these highlights today, as he has all pretty much all series. In the bottom of the fourth inning, though, Bowie got that run back. After Adam Hall was hit by a pitch to open, he moved to second on a passed ball, and then to third on a line out to right field. With only one out, that's plenty for Toby Welk to work with.
The 1-0 to Welk. Swinging a chopper. It's a base hit. Over the third baseman, drawn in Triolo. Home, the score is Hall. The Bay Sox have a 3-1 lead.
So back to a two-run advantage for the Bay Sox, but that two-run advantage would quickly shrink back down to just one again. When Easton Lucas came in for Bowie, he did allow three consecutive base runners with one out in the sixth. An RBI single by Andy Rodriguez made it 3-2. But Lucas, boy, did he bounce back with a perfect seventh inning. Struck out the side. Didn't really have much of an issue dealing with anything there. But as Bowie worked from Quinn Priester to Omar Cruz and then eventually to Jeffrey Pasantino, the offense shut down after the Toby Welk single. Bowie only got two base runners through the seventh inning, a two-out walk by Welk, and a one-out single by Connor Norby in the seventh. In the eighth, as Jensen Elliott took over for the Bay Sox, he had a little bit of trouble. A comebacker hit him on the chest near the armpit. They were really looking at that armpit of his throwing arm, so it was a little difficult for him when he gave up a leadoff single. Got a pop out, and a double by Nick Gonzalez put runners at second and third. That brought up one troublesome Andy Rodriguez.
The 3-1.
Line to left field, to base hit. Altoona ties the game. They may take the lead. Welk throws it home. The throw is in time, and they tag out the lead runner. The game is tied, though. An outstanding throw by Toby Welk nails Gonzalez, on a 7-2 outfield assist. Welk's first outfield assist of the season, but Elliott has blown the save. It's 3-3. So an RBI single there, or an RBI, an RBI double for Nick Gonzalez, I should say, or for Rodriguez, that got Gonzalez thrown out at home. That necessitated a pitching change. Can I get the words out today, Adam? Who knows? We'll have to see. Blake Sable followed with a single against Connor Lopridge, and that put runners at first and third. Malcolm Nunez was able to bring in a go-ahead run. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball popped up. Out towards shallow right center. Going to be tough. Norby's running out. Out the right fielder, and it's down. One run scores. Altoona takes the lead. So a no man's land single as it just kind of split the triangle between second, center, and right. That would allow a run to score as everyone was, of course, moving with two outs. But Connor Lopridge was able to strike out the last batter and end the inning with still just one run. So Bowie was fine there, but they went down in order in the bottom of the eighth. Tanaj Thomas picked up a strikeout for a perfect frame. In the top of the ninth, fortunately, two more strikeouts for Connor Lopridge kept it at just a one-run game. And in the bottom of the ninth, after Toby Welk struck out looking against J.C. Flowers, Andrew Dashbach, the early hero to set up the possibility of Bowie walking this game off, didn't fall behind at first. He had it at a 1-1 count, ran it full, and then fouled off five consecutive full-count pitches before drawing ball four on the 11th pitch of his plate appearance against J.C. Flowers. That set the table for Colton Cowser with a 2-0 count. Cowser gave Bowie some Sunday smiles. The 2-0. Cowser drills it. Deep out to right center field. Frazier's running back. Colton Cowser says goodbye, Altoona. A walk-off two-run home run. And the Bay Sox win it 5-4. An astonishing finish for Colton Cowser's 10th AA home run. Your final box score, Altoona scores 4 runs on 9 hits with 1 error they left on 6. Bowie scores 5 runs on 9 hits with no errors they left on 7. Winning pitcher is Connor Lopridge. He moves to 2-1 on the season as the losing pitcher, as well as a blown save charged to J.C. Flowers. He falls to 7-6. No save and a walk-off, of course, as the game was played in 2 hours and 40 minutes in front of a paid attendance of 3,447. With the loss, Altoona falls under 500 at 59-60. Their winning streak is over. It was only one game, so not that big a deal. As they're 30-33 on the road this year and 19-18 in games decided by one run. With the win, the Bay Sox return to 500 at 60-60 this season. Bowie's on a one-game winning streak as they're 35-28 at home and 18-25 in games decided by one run. Altoona with the loss falls to 26-24 in the second half. Bowie is 33-18 in the second half. And Adam, every game, every series is important.
Sure.
But in terms of the way that this homestand had gone, the way that the standings are looking, and what Bowie has in their immediate future with a road trip coming up against Erie, that was perhaps one of the biggest wins for the Bay Sox this season.
Oh, unquestionably. I mean, Bowie almost had that last night. It looked like Haskin had hit a walk-off home run, right? And Connor Scott went over the wall, brought it back, and Altoona ends up winning in extra innings. So for the Bay Sox here, they are about to go. They're in a tie with Erie for first with 18 games left, and they're about to play 6 games in Erie. I mean, this is what it's all about. And to be able to get this win and not have 2 dramatic losses in a row, instead have a thrilling win that leads you into that biggest series of the year and also puts Altoona way in the rearview mirror is just, it's of extreme importance. And if the Bay Sox end up winning the division and going to the postseason this year, there's no doubt we'll think back to this day.
Well, the Bay Sox pretty much demolished the season series with the curve, too, so they probably wouldn't have been too concerned about playing them a little bit more, because out of the 18 games, Bowie won 12 of them. That's still a pretty good ratio. But we've got a little bit more to discuss here on Bay Sox postgame. When we return, we'll cruise around the rest of the Eastern League and see how this win will help Bowie in the standings. Of course, they will stay in first place, at the very least a tie. We'll get you the full rundown and final scores in just a little bit. Bowie collects a walk-off win, 5-4 over Altoona. You're listening to Bay Sox postgame.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
We're back one final time here to Prince George's Stadium following a flat-out fun walk-off win for the Bowie Bay Sox this afternoon. A 5-4 winner, Colton Kowser, with a walk-off two-run home run for the Bay Sox. As we get a quick look around the rest of the Eastern League, it looks to be everyone else is actually closed up shop. No, there's still one game left in action. And, of course, Reading, the most favorite thing among every other Eastern League team, the 5:15 start on a Sunday. Fortunately, it's just Binghamton that they're hosting, so not a long trip back in. But I do remember last week they were hosting New Hampshire for a 5:15 Sunday. Right. That's just not very nice. Akron and Richmond are in a tight one right now in the bottom of the seventh inning. Akron had a 2-0 deficit, as a matter of fact, after just three innings, but two in the fourth and a go-ahead run in the sixth has them ahead 3-2 just after the stretch over at Canal Park. Somerset had an 8-run fourth inning over New Hampshire, and that was all of their scoring. They won 8-1. I feel like that's plenty for them to coast on. Portland, just what did they do? Finished up a great series over Hartford. How much did Portland win on that week? They took at least three, if not four. I believe they might have. I'm not sure. I think they might have taken five.
They had a doubleheader yesterday that they split.
They split that. I recall that. But Portland's been on a hot streak because they shut out Hartford twice earlier this week. And that's a pretty important series in the Northeast Division. They picked up a 4-1 win today. And Portland is going to stay atop the Northeast Division. Of course, they just need to stay ahead of Somerset to make sure that Hartford doesn't get in on whatever the rules are when it comes to the first half winner winning the second half, too. It does get a little funky in that. We don't need to go into it. But the score we, of course, care about in terms of scoreboard watching is Erie. And for the second consecutive game, the Seawolves overcame a deficit in the eighth inning. They trailed 3-2 in Harrisburg and put on two runs in the eighth to take the lead, had an insurance run in the ninth for good measure, and won 5-3. So Erie takes 4 of 6 from the Senators, of course, a team that Bowie swept while they were on the road at FNB Field. Transitive property doesn't necessarily work when you're talking about baseball and baseball teams, but hey, I'm going to use it because I'm a math nerd. But Erie picks up the win, so Bowie stays in a tie for first place with the Seawolves heading into what's going to be the most pivotal series of the season between the two teams tied for first at UPMC Park next week. Adam, how is the Orioles organization looking?
Well, you know, actually not much going on right now in totality. Aberdeen lost a day game 8-1 in Wilmington today. Two games later today, Low A Delmarva will play at 5:05, hosting Lynchburg, and Norfolk will be on the road 6:35 start in Jacksonville. The big news, of course, is for the Orioles, who are trying to sweep the Houston Astros right now. Justin Verlander left after three innings with, I think they said it was
some discomfort
in his
calf. Yeah.
Yeah, and so he is out, but the Orioles in Houston are scoreless. Austin Voth has thrown 5 2/3 innings of one-hit baseball. The Orioles' starting pitching in Houston has been dominant, and they're scoreless in the bottom of the sixth inning right now.
Of course, the score we care about most in this production is that of Bowie's, and it was perhaps one of the funnest finishes of the season. The Bay Sox 6th walk-off win of the year, and their first walk-off home run. Colton Cowser, who else, getting it done with a two-run blast in the bottom of the ninth to get Bowie the 5-4 win. This is the last time that Bowie and Altoona face off this season as Bowie wins the season series 12-6. Bowie will hit the road for six games on Tuesday when they open up a set with the Erie Seawolves at UPMC Park. Brennan Hanafy will get the start for the Bay Sox, a 2-1 record, a 4.68 ERA, while Sawyer Gibson Long will start for Erie. Bowie has not seen him yet this year.
That's a name.
That's a lot of letters. it says Long, so you know that it's Long. 2-1 record, a 3.54 ERA. For Gibson Long. 6:05 first pitch from UPMC Park on Tuesday, which means a DCA Imaging Systems pregame show of 5:45. That's going to do it for us this afternoon from Prince George's Stadium. A miraculous walk-off win for Bowie to take the series from Altoona 5-4 on a beautiful Sunday. Thank you so much for stopping by. For Adam Pohl, I'm Matt Sabata saying have a great rest of your weekend, folks. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game and join us next time for another exciting broadcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.